KREI, KJFF, and MIMOinfo.com.
And welcome in to the start of week two of high school football across regional radio as we get set for another round of games. Four games come your way, as does every Friday night, courtesy of regional radio. And it is rivalries, the theme tonight with J98's Game of the Week. The St. Genevieve Dragons hosting the Valley Catholic Warriors. On AM 800 KREI, the rivalries continue. It's the St. Francis County battle with Farmington traveling to take on the North County Raiders in the Heartwalk game for 2016. St. Francis County team started off the high school football season all with victories. Somebody is leaving with a loss tonight. On AM 1400 KJF, a rivalry that is just beginning. It's the DeSoto Dragons taking on the Bishop DeBerg Cavaliers. These two met a year ago in a slugfest that saw the Dragons come away with a 28-21 victory on the road. First-year head coach Chris Johnson takes his team into tonight's home opener. But more on that as the Fleegs Equipment pregame show continues. Our web TV exclusive for week two. This one's going to be a fast pace. I feel like it's going to be a barn burner tonight as the Jefferson Blue Jays host the East Prairie Eagles. In week one, Jefferson escaped Kabul with a 26-24 victory. But East Prairie, they made an impact with a 59-0 victory over Kelly in week one. Other games on the docket: the Hornets of Crystal City traveling to Kelly. Grandview at home, they'll take on JFK. Herculaneum goes to Fredericktown, with Perryville traveling up I-55 to take on the St. Pius Lancers. St. Vincent at home again for week two. They'll welcome in Scott City. The Trojans of Potosi hit the road for week two. They've got the St. Clair Bulldogs. Festus, they get to open up their home season week two, hosting the Sullivan Eagles. The Hillsboro Hawks, they stay on the road in back-to-back weeks to start the season. They've got Oakville tonight. St. Charles is at Windsor. Cuba goes to Herman. Fox, back-to-back home games to open up the high school football season. They've got Clayton tonight after that thriller of an overtime loss last week on AM 800 KREI. The Warriors hungry to bounce back tonight. The Sekman Jaguars at home hosting the Afton Cougars. Northwest is at home. They've got Riverview Gardens. One game on the schedule for tomorrow: the Park Hills Central Rebels taking on MICDS. We'll look further into our four broadcast games on regional radio up next as the Fleegs Equipment pregame show continues on regional radio.
First State Community Bank offers you solutions for your business needs. If your business is looking to accept debit, credit, or online payments, our merchant solutions can be customized for you to include point-of-sale terminals, online, mobile, and telephone payment acceptance, custom gift cards for your business, check processing, and even payroll card. First State Community Bank's industry experience, safety and security, and local 24/7 365 support are just a few of the key benefits for you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Wendy Hicks, owner of the area's newest pizzeria called Nana's Brick Oven in Farmington. Bring your family and enjoy our relaxed atmosphere and eat some made from scratch pizza and bread knots cooked in a 100% wood-fired oven. We also have fresh salads with three homemade dressings, and we have bruschetta. Check us out on Facebook, Nana's Brick Oven. We're located at 1162 East Karsh Boulevard off Highway 00 in Farmington. Come and let Nana cook for you today.
That sets the tone for week two of high school football across regional radio. Welcome back into the Fleegs Equipment pregame show. Four games lined up across our four formats tonight. J98 has Valley Catholic and St. Genevieve. On KREI, it's Farmington and North County. The Web TV exclusive has East Prairie on the road against Jefferson. And on AM 1400 KJF, the DeSoto Dragons open up the 2016 season at home in week two, hosting Bishop DeBerg. Let's look further in to our J98 game of the week that the joke is always made. The town of St. Genevieve, it's closed this evening as Valley Catholic and St. Genevieve meet up on the gridiron for J98's crosstown rivalry. Now, this one, This one's impressive. No matter how you look at it, I don't care how you slice it. This is impressive. Valley Catholic comes in tonight on a 46-game winning streak. That alone is impressive. But when you say it's now the longest active winning streak from Sacramento to South Carolina, that is a big accomplishment. But Valley's head coach, Judd Nagger, gives us the early scouting report on the Dragons, and they know they can't take wins into tonight's game.
I mean, that are beginning to get some experience under their belt. I'm sure they'll have a lot of confidence under their belt. You know, they're on film for the first time. Anytime you've got a young kid on film for the first time, you're going to improve the next week. Big, strong, young bunch that I think is going to continue to get better.
And a big storyline on both sides is missing personnel for Wyatt Lallemandeer. Thought we were going to see him at the helm for St. Genevieve as their quarterback for the 2016 season. Baseball injury actually has Brandon Henson getting set for his second start. And for Dragons coach Ken Weick, he said Henson looked good in week one after shaking off some early jitters.
He had some jitters just like we all did, especially some of our guys that got moved around. And Brandon actually, you know, he's been a backup there, but he got moved in pretty late. I was real happy with his overall performance. Obviously, I'm not happy with the interceptions, but those things are going to come. It's a kid trying to make plays, and he was trying very hard and doing pretty well.
And now St. Genevieve testing Brandon Henson before his second varsity start at quarterback for Valley Catholic. They'll be out without their what we were thinking was going to be their feature back for the season, Tristan Hook, suffering a similar injury to Lallemandeer. Neither of those two will be on the field tonight, so we'll see who the next man up is. But another big factor in tonight's game, something that will happen before either team steps on the field. Had a chance to talk with the athletic director at St. Genevieve, Jeff Nix, earlier this week, and he says it's the first annual law enforcement recognition night.
We're doing a law enforcement recognition night. Both St. Gen and Valley are involved with that, and with you know it being such a big deal in St. Genevieve when St. Gen and Valley play, we're making it the first annual law enforcement recognition night. We're going to hopefully have some success with that and just having the community back our law enforcement agencies, and they're going to make some donations, and we'll do a little presentation. And if everything goes well, like I think it will, we're going to do it again at our place next year.
And Nick says the idea actually came from a member of the community.
There's a lady in town named Tawny Bowman, and she approached both myself and Judd Nagger over at Valley and just said, hey, what do you think about doing this? And, of course, both Judd and I said, I think it's a great idea. And I took it to the other administration here at St. Genevieve, and they all thought it was a great idea as well. So it kind of stemmed from Tawny. Came from her, and she asked for both schools to participate, and we were happy to.
And that'll be your J98 Game of the Week for Week 2 as the Valley Catholic Warriors host the St. Genevieve Dragons. As I mentioned earlier, the St. Francis County teams all started off the high school football season 1-0, but somebody is losing tonight as Farmington and North County meet up in Bon Terre for the annual Heart Walk game. Farmington head coach Eric Krupe says the Raiders are going to be ready to go.
I think what we gleaned from that film is that North County's definitely improved, and they're a good football team. And, you know, obviously they beat another Class 6 school themselves in Sacramento. You know, and they went on the road and did the same thing. And so they're going to be fired up to play this Friday night. It's a rivalry game. Everybody understands that, and everybody's going to play like that.
North County coach Dave Dallas says the Knights, they played true to their identity in week one.
They're a good, solid football team. They do a good job doing what they do. There's no glamour to it. It's just, you know, they're physical on both sides of the football, and they want to match that physicality. They are who they are, and that's what they do, and that's their approach to things. And it's a nice win for them, you know, a momentum win, you know, for them against Fox.
All right, Coach Dallas, what do you got to do to win tonight?
We got to be productive offensively, moving the football. You know, we're in the mouth a couple times, and that's fine, but you know, we got to be effective moving the ball, you know, both on the ground and in the air. We feel like that, you know, be a balanced attack with them and keep them off balance a little bit. We got to be able to stop their run game.
And Chad Speaker and Luke Mell will have the call of our St. Francis County rivalry this evening on AM 800 KREI. Now let's look into what we've got on AM 1400 KJEF. The DeSoto Dragons turn their focus to the Bishop DeBerg Cavaliers, who will be visiting DeSoto after losing in Week 1 to Live for Life Academy. These two teams battled last year. It came away as a 28-21 win for DeSoto on the road. Dragons first-year head coach Chris Johnson says mistake-free football is the top priority.
They're the type of team that you have a couple of mistakes and you look up and, you know, they can put 14-21 on the board in the blink of an eye. So playing them last year, it was a great game, a slugfest back and forth. They scored, we scored. A couple turnovers ended up being really the key factor in us getting the victory at DeBerg last year. They did graduate some kids. They graduated some inside size type kids. Not as big as they were last year, but they're still very athletic. They're very explosive.
DeSoto beat Perryville on the road Week 1, and this week they'll get key players Lamont Allen, Brendan Poley, and Jordan Anderson back after they missed the opener, and Johnson thinks Allen and Anderson will make an impact.
Having Lamont and having Jordan out there will definitely give us a little bit more ability to maybe stretch the field a little bit or maybe pick up some larger chunks of yards that were a lot harder to come by this past Friday. But for us offensively, just trying to find that continuity. So hopefully having those kids back will give us the ability to maybe pick up some chunks of yards that would have been hard to have come by last week.
And one thing that Coach Johnson has been talking about all offseason, basically since he took over the job, was creating a good environment for this night.
We're definitely anticipating a good crowd on Friday night. Our kids have worked hard over the summer to really kind of get out in the community and be a part of it and really kind of show the hard work that they're doing and the upstanding kids that we have here. So I'm crossing my fingers, but I'm hoping that we've got we have a good showing for our first home game on Friday night.
DeSoto looks to move to 2-0, while the Cavaliers looking to get in the win column for the first time this season. You can catch this one tonight on AM 1400 KJF. All three of those games you can find streaming at MIMOinfo.com as well. The East Prairie Eagles take to the road to take on the Jefferson Blue Jays in our Week 2 Web TV Game of the Week. Both teams winners in Week 1 in different fashions, and despite the big win over Kelly 59-0, Eagles head coach Chad Jamerson knows Jefferson will be a test for his team.
Still early in the season. Conditioning always plays a factor this time of year. You know, we're very aware that it's going to be a physical game. Jefferson's a big physical football team. They're coached up really well. I think there's some good key matchups that we're looking for. And I think for us as a football team, I think it kind of gives us a barometer of how good we are as compared to how good we think we are.
Jefferson meets up with East Prairie in our Week 2 J98 Web TV Game of the Week. You can find links to each of these games, whichever you prefer. They're all tweeted out. You go to at MIMO Info Sports, MYMOINFO Sports, MYMOINFO Sports. We'll look at the other games for week number two, and then our broadcast teams will break down all of our week two matchups as the Fleegs Equipment pregame show continues up next on Regional Radio.
KP Automotive, across from the police station in Farmington, is your complete auto care center. Hi, folks. I'm Debbie Dietring. My brother and owner of KP Automotive, Kevin Probst, takes customer service to the highest standard. When you bring your vehicle in for any type of repair or maintenance, Kevin and his crew make sure your work is done professionally and at affordable rates. They really care about service and making sure you are satisfied. When you need complete auto care, remember KP Automotive at 2 North Main in Farmington or call 664-1311.
Cracked screen, water damage, battery not holding a charge, phone just not acting right. Bring it in to the Screen Spot for a free diagnostic and repair quote. With a certified repair technician on hand, they can fix all your electronic needs. The Screen Spot, located at 114 Rear East Main Street in Festus, located behind the DMV. Give them a call at 855-931-7768 and like them on Facebook.
Equipment pregame show. Sean Malone alongside Jordan Slocum will be having the J98 Game of the Week. And what a game it's going to be, Jordan. St. Genevieve on the road at Valley Catholic. We say on the road as a technicality because they're really not going all too far. Very short drive. St. Genevieve, not a very big town, but lots of storylines going into this game. Valley Catholic, after Edgewood Academy lost last week down in Alabama, now holds the longest active high school football winning streak with 46 games in a row. It's Law Enforcement Recognition Night, a community-driven event that was really pushed, and both teams being from St. Gen, it really makes sense. And to top all of that, one of the best players, if not the best player on Valley Catholic, Tristan Hook, out for the season with a torn ACL, we learned earlier this week. Jordan, out of all those storylines I mentioned, pick one to be your favorite, and we'll start with that one.
Well, the injuries is definitely a big factor in the game. We had found out with St. Genevieve before the start of the season, one of their key players, Wyatt Lalamandir at quarterback, out for the season with an ACL. And now for Valley to have a guy like Tristan Hook to be out, and you look at his numbers, he had 22 touchdowns last year, and he was one of the guys back on both offense and defense, one of their leading tacklers as well. To lose a guy like that, even with a team like Valley, which is always so good at replenishing their players, that's not a guy you want to lose for the year.
No, and that's what really has me curious, is who's going to be the next person to step up, not just at running back, but quarterback as well. Skaggs taking over, Mason Skaggs, for Connor Bosler, who was a fantastic all-around athlete, let alone just a quarterback. Great baseball player, great basketball player as well. He's gone now. It's the new era for the Warriors, and I'm really curious to see what we're going to get from Mason Skaggs.
Yeah, it's hard to tell. Obviously, you can't replace 58 touchdown passes that Connor Bosler had last year, but you know, Coach Judd Nagger, you know, he's a master of different schemes, just confusing opponents and making the most of the talent he has. So whoever they plug in, obviously you look at the track record of the program, they're probably going to do okay.
Three straight state championships, three straight undefeated seasons, a lot on the line as well, and very tough to come into a season when you're losing both your starting quarterback and starting running back. But you mentioned it and you nailed it. You know, every time a star leaves, a star returns. It reminded me, I was saying a few weeks ago during the Pigskin preview, almost like the high school version of Alabama football. Mm-hmm. You know, a superstar leaves for the NFL in Alabama, there's another superstar that's been sitting on the bench for 3 years who's now a senior or a redshirt junior, rearing and ready to go. And that seems to be the case with the Warriors. You know, one person graduates and another person steps up.
And that's what a culture of winning can create. And there's some of that with St. Genevieve High, too. You know, when your team is routinely successful, the kids that are coming up in middle school and younger, they look at that team and they say, I want to be a part of that. So you get more kids who get more interested in the sport, and you just get a bigger talent pool. And especially at the high school level with smaller schools, sometimes just having an extra few kids can make a huge difference.
And you mentioned St. Genevieve. Let's talk about their big replacement. Wyatt Lalamandir, not graduating, but he's out for the season as well with a knee injury. Brandon Hinson steps in his first game, 198 yards, 13-22, two touchdowns, two interceptions, but all in all, for a guy who just moved to quarterback, not a bad first game.
Yeah, it's not a bad effort, you know, to start things off. He had played some quarterback in the past in a backup role, so it wasn't that he was completely new to it, but still taking over. There's a difference between taking snaps in practice and playing in varsity action, and certainly Brandon's probably not going to face a stronger test in the entire regular season than what he's going to get here in week two.
Yeah, it's really all downhill after you face this Valley Catholic defense. Mm-hmm. And what a defense they were last year. Last season, they held 10 teams to 7 or less points. They also only allowed 5 passing touchdowns and 14 running touchdowns on the season as well. This is a 15-game season. That's one game shy of an NFL-length regular season. I mean, those are just ridiculous numbers for any team at any level.
And it's definitely not going to be easy for St. Genevieve, especially when Valley's offense is so quick to score. You know, this is the type of game that both teams, I think, are very capable of big plays. And if either team can get a quick lead, you know, that's the type of thing that can, you know, really tip the scales right away if someone gets a big touchdown in the first quarter.
The difference between a good football team and a great football team, in my opinion, is the ability to overcome adversity. Every team gets a bad call. They get a bad injury to a key player at some point throughout the season. It happens. It's a part of football. It's a part of sports. We'll see if St. Genevieve and Valley Catholic, not just tonight, but throughout the rest of the season, if they can overcome that adversity. It's the Fleegs Equipment pregame show. We're going to take a break, and coming back, Chad Speaker will preview the game on KREI, a rivalry game with a good cause.
Change. If you're like most people, that very word puts a knot in the pit of your stomach. Hi, this is Kim Hudson with Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. We recognize that the world is changing at a rapid pace with smartphones, internet searches, and apps for everything. At Coldwell Banker Holsey, we have kept up with the latest technologies in real estate, but more importantly, we live here, support our local communities, and still believe in personal touch. When you're ready to buy or sell your home, let us take the pain out of change. Coldwell Banker Holsey is located in beautiful downtown Farmington, or visit us online at coldwellbankerholsey.com.
Chad Speaker and Luke Mell back on your Fleegs Equipment pregame show in week number two. Well, all the St. Francis County teams, unblemished. Everybody 1-0 so far. But somebody's going to have a loss after tonight as North County and Farmington meet. It's the Heart Walk game. Pretty cool deal. Luke Mill, you were a graduate of Farmington High. Did they have the Heart Walk back then?
Not back then, they didn't. No? This is something I think we've just seen here the last couple years. 4 or 5 years, I think, is what it's been. It seems like.
It's pretty cool. The students raise money and they put it toward the fight against heart disease. So pretty cool. And that's what we'll be doing on pregame, on the track. And then they'll announce the winner, which student body did better. But, you know, kind of a neat deal. And then, then it's the football game after that. And Farmington 1-0, North County 1-0. And Luke, as we take a look at last year's meeting where Farmington won it 34-6, both teams come in almost exactly the same way. North County in week one last year, a 35-0 win over Roosevelt. North County this year, a 35-0 win over Seckman, the identical score. For Farmington, a narrow victory on the road against an upper-class team. They beat Ladue by 3. They'd been in the state semifinals the year before in Class 5. Well, this year, an overtime win at Fox, a team that went to their district championship. So each one of these teams coming in just about identically the same way as they did a year before.
It sure is. And last year's matchup was actually favored Farmington a little bit. You know, after had guys like Braden Krause that just was North County didn't have an answer for it. This year, maybe a little bit different story as Farmington going in and both teams still trying to find out who they are.
Yeah, Krause last year had a great game, 7 catches for 164 yards in that matchup. The defense, though, really the story for Farmington last year, the defense actually pitched a shutout. North County got their score off of a defensive play. I think Farmington's defense is better this year.
You know, we definitely last week we saw a lot of good things out of that Farmington defense. I thought the defensive line did a great job putting pressure in that Fox backfield, and Gavin Duncan, the leader of that linebacking core, really made a lot of plays there. And then the secondary was strong too.
Duncan actually leading the team in rushing as well, as he got over 100 yards, so pretty decent offensive showing for North County. They've got a lot of good guys back too. They lose some really, really good players, a little bit like Farmington did, but Coach Dallas feels like on whole his depth is better, his entire roster is better. They're going to start a sophomore at quarterback, Luke, which sometimes can spell trouble. I don't think it does in this case. Colton Poorman, 5'9", 185 pounds. He's strong, he's solid, he's got a rocket arm, but maybe more than than anything else, Coach Dallas praises this guy for his leadership, and he's just a sophomore.
Like you said, he's a big kid there, and he stands his ground. And if he can take care of the football and just control and run that offense, that's really all you're going to ask out of that guy, and that's really what you want out of your quarterback position.
Farmington defense did, a decent job last week in their victory over Fox. Fox is primarily a rushing team, and Farmington held them to just over 200 yards rushing. For North County, well, there might be an injury concern. Riley Smith is a very good rusher for this team, was injured last week, had only 6 carries for 65 yards, very good runner. Now, Matt Black came in and did a nice job, 10 carries for 53 yards, but what happens if you lose Riley Smith is Black now becomes your primary ball carrier, and you probably lose your best wide receiver, because that's what Black is.
Yeah, and that kid's got some amazing speed, and we've seen him make some plays in that game last year, and we knew there was flashes of him, so this year he's really one of the go-to guys on that offense, and kind of become one-dimensional if you got to put him in the backfield now.
I think both of these teams looking for balance, and I think that might be one of the keys, Luke, with both teams trying to establish the run. If you can establish that, then all of a sudden you can go with a secondary scheme. If you get up the middle, all of a sudden the outside is available, maybe a pass play. If you don't establish anything, you can't go to your secondary. And I think that might be the key is somebody establishing something and then using maybe another part of the game to spell the difference here tonight.
It sure was, and I think you're absolutely right, Chad. You know, Farmington was able to get the most out of their offense whenever they were able to run Gavin Duncan up the middle, and then they could go to the outside with some of those other guys, and that's really the key to the whole game.
Split household. You're a Farmington grad. Your wife's a North County grad.
I tell you what, it gets a little rough this week. I tell you, this week of the year is always a little rough at the home.
All right, we'll have fun tonight, though, nevertheless.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
That's Luke Mell. I'm Chad Speaker. Thanks so much for joining us on your Fleegs Equipment pregame show. We'll be back after this. It's Will Cheshire breaking down our KJF game of the week. Bishop DeBerg at DeSoto is coming up next right here on Regional Radio.
Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in St. Genevieve has been serving families in the area for over 115 years. Whether you need insurance on your home, mobile home, farm, or where you rent, Farmers Mutual Insurance Company can help. That's Farmers Mutual Insurance Company on St. Genevieve Drive in St. Genevieve. Call for a competitive quote at 883-3520. That's 883-3520. Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in St. Genevieve, a hometown company with hometown values.
Are you in need of print solutions? The UPS Store in Festus offers a full range of print and finishing services for small businesses, nonprofit organizations, and individuals. We offer the lowest copy prices in the area. Black and white copies are 6 cents and color copies are 36 cents on letter-sized paper. Just remember 636. Count on the UPS Store in Festus for quality print and finishing solutions with professional results. That's the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza.
In the KJF game of the week, it's the DeSoto Dragons playing a host to the Bishop DeBoer Cavaliers in week two. Of course, DeSoto coming off of a clutch 23-15 win over the Perryville Pirates in week one. Bishop DeBoer, a very young team. They lost their opener 21-14 to Lift for Life. Of course, DeBoer is a city team. The Cavaliers are coached by Brian Simmons. The Dragons coached by Chris Johnson. And last week, the Dragons, well, they missed three key players, including star athlete Lamont Allen, who's also a track star. They did not get their three practices, and those three key players really hurt them a little bit in that last game offensively. Zach Smith, just 3 of 15 throwing the football. All three of those balls were thrown to Caleb Keim. Keim had three catches for the game. Zach Smith, though, ran the ball 10 times at 120-plus yards rushing and a touchdown on the ground. So even though he wasn't effective with his arm, very effective in his feet. They'll look to change that, though, by getting a couple of key receivers back. And obviously Lamont Allen and also Jordan Anderson as well. So those guys will certainly pay dividends for the Dragons offense. No doubt about that as they get set to face the DeBoer Cavaliers tonight. And Bishop DeBoer, let's turn their focus, or turn our focus, I should say, to them for the moment. The Cavaliers just had two wins last season in a 2-8 campaign. They graduated 19 players, only four seniors that are returning that were starters last year. They have no skill players that are returning. They got a brand new quarterback as well. Look for them to run a 3-5 base defense. They're a type of team that doesn't like to blitz all that much because they are a young team. So look for them to kind of play it safe a little bit. And then offensively, they're going to mix it up. They're going to give you some different looks. They're going to throw you the spread, give you a pistol and a little bit of a double wing look as well. An interesting thing to note about Coach Simmons, well, he graduated from Bishop DeBoer. It was his alma mater in 1985. He was in that class, and he's had a lot of success in his career. He's the head coach at Lutheran North, where he reached the semifinals and quarterfinals of state. He spent 3 years at Hazelwood North, and he had two semifinal appearances in state and one quarterfinal appearance as well. So he definitely is used to success, so look for him to really turn his alma mater around for sure. And they also co-opt with Hancock this year in order to fill a team. Otherwise, there would not have been a football program for Bishop DeBoer. So I think some key points of this game is DeSoto going to get back to their offense, and getting those players back, and Anderson and Allen offensively will be huge for them. Zach Smith will have more weapons at his disposal. So for them, it's going to be all about hurrying up on the football and being able to kind of let loose a little bit offensively. Of course, they run a real quick-paced offense, so they're still getting used, working out those kinks. Some experience is good, but the Dragons' defense was the story last week, and that will have to be this week, or the story this week as well, as they want to come out on top against a Cavaliers team that's very capable of running the football. They also throw it as well. They threw it 13 times last week in their loss. The Dragons also throw it quite a bit as well. So you're not going to want to miss these two teams as they get set to play tonight on KJF in your game of the week. DeSoto Dragons looking to move to 2-0 on the season, while Bishop DeBoer looks to move to 1-1. One thing that Coach Johnson is looking forward to, the Friday night light atmosphere. It's finally time. First home game of the 2016 season tonight at DeSoto Dragon High School, or DeSoto High School, I should say. Tune in to KJF, and of course, a proud thanks as we send it back to the studio to Greg Armbruster for the rest of the pregame show brought to you by Fleek's Equipment.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you. Don't pay those franchise fees. LS, the major brand maker, offers a 5-year warranty, the best on the market. Compare the LS tractor to other brands. We know you will find more standard features, including the R4 industrial tire, quick attach loader, skid steer quick attach bucket, dual hydraulic remotes, and much more. Simply put, get more features, the best quality, and the best warranty with lower prices. We know you'll find yourself saving thousands below other major brands. Come see us at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment today, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Give us a call at 573-756-4353. You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you.
It's the last leg of the Fleegs Equipment pregame show. Just over 3 minutes until we send it out to the broadcast locations to start week two of high school football. Tonight on J98, it is the Crosstown Rivalry with the Valley Catholic Warriors hosting the St. Genevieve Dragons as the Warriors look for their 47th victory in a row and try to maintain the nation's longest active win streak. For St. Genevieve, now new quarterback Brandon Henson tries to lead St. Genevieve to the first victory over Valley Catholic in 4 years. It's St. Genevieve taking the last three. AM 800 KREI has the St. Francis County Showdown. It's the Heartwalk game with the Farmington Knights on the road to take on the North County Raiders. Chad Speaker and Luke Mell have the call for you on AM 800 KREI. The DeSoto Dragons, they've got Bishop DeBerg for DeSoto's Week 2 home opener for the 2016 season. It was a battle down to the wire a year ago between these two, with DeSoto finishing on top over DeBerg on the road 28-21. For Web TV, Jefferson hosting the East Prairie Eagles as both teams try to get to 2-0. Other games on the schedule for Week 2 have Crystal City at Kelly, JFK goes to Grandview, and the Battle of the Black Cats with Herculaneum at Fredericktown. It's Perryville traveling north up I-55 to take on the St. Pius Lancers. Scott City, they're on the road, but St. Vincent at home. They'll welcome in Scott City for Week 2. For the Potosi Trojans, they hit the road for Week 2 after opening up the season at home. Potosi is at St. Clair. Festus opens up at home for the 2016 season in Week 2. They've got the Sullivan Eagles. Hillsboro, they stay on the road for Week 2. They're going to travel to Oakville in Week number 2. For St. Charles, they've got a road game as the Windsor Owls host St. Charles for Week 2. It's Cuba going to Herman, and Fox back at home for Week number 2. They've got Clayton this evening. The Afton Cougars travel to take on the Sekman Jaguars, and Northwest at home tonight welcoming in Riverview Gardens. One game scheduled for tomorrow has Central on the road at MICDS. We are just about to send it out to the studios. Make sure you check back in with us as we come back to the studio for the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Halftime Show. And we will recap a very busy end of the night with a Home Pools and Spas in Jones show on regional radio. But you never have to miss a single score if you keep an eye on that Presbyterian Manor scoreboard that you can find at MIMOinfo.com. That's MIMOinfo.com. Let's send it out to our broadcast locations for Week 2.
CDR, KMP, LMP, CMIL.
Essential personnel are to clear the controlled area for launch vehicle ordnance.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Good luck and guard.
Welcome you to the North County High School this evening on AM 800 KREI, Battle of St. Francis County. Chad Speaker, Mike Side, along with Luke Mell, and our man back in the studio pressing all the right buttons, pulling all the right levers for us is Nick Hobbs. The Farmington Knights 1-0, North County Raiders 1-0. North County with an impressive week one victory, a shutout at Sekman 35-0.
And for Farmington Luke, probably won't get any more exciting all year. Maybe it will. If it does, that's good news. But an overtime win, 26-20 at Fox on the road against a good Warrior ball club.
Oh, and what a thriller that was. People talking about it around the community all week long. You just couldn't get away from it. It was a great game, a thriller. What a way to go and win that ball game in week one for Farmington Knights. Going to try and follow it up. Going to have a good test here against the North County Raiders.
Both of these ball clubs, Luke, had improved seasons last year. North County goes from a 1-9 team to a 5-5 ball club. For Farmington, they go from a 3-7 team to a 6-6 ball club last year. The next step, of course, both teams looking for a winning season, and this would be in the a step in the right direction for both of them. Last year, Farmington wins it 34-6, but it's been an interesting series. Farmington has won a couple of games in a row. They win last year, then they win the year before 20-13. North County, though, had a three-game run, including 2-1 season when they won a playoff game. And before that, the Knights won 7 in a row. So, you know, it's been back and forth with either team kind of getting the best of the other one.
Yeah, and I think you look back over the last 20 years, and that's pretty much the way it's been. Both programs seeing a lot of success. And it's a fun rivalry, a great time. You can hear the crowd out there. Both sides of the stands are packed tonight. It's going to be a lot of fun.
All right, we'll talk to the coaches as we move along. We'll have a chat with Eric Krippe of the Farmington Knights and Dave Dallas of the North County Raiders. We'll do that after this 30-second timeout right here on AM 800 KREI.
Who loves sports as much as you do? Mega Sports shares your love of sports for over 21 years now. Not just one sport, but all sports. And because they know sports, they carry the brands and items you need to get your game on. From shoes to apparel and equipment to team uniforms and names like Nike, Under Armour, Easton, Louisville Slugger, Mizuno, Rawlings, and more. So when you're in the game, remember, Mega Sports in Farmington.
In the field or on the field, it's Mega Sports.
Show. First of all, Coach, I didn't mention it earlier. Whoever chose the new road uniforms, bless them. I couldn't read the numbers last year.
Yeah, we made sure that the road numerals were now black.
I like
Trust
it so
me,
much.
Watching film was not the easiest thing in the world either, so I feel your pain.
I bet that's true. It's only week two, but this kind of feels like a big one. You know, it's the St. Francis County thing, and you're both 1-0. And I know weeks 8 and 9 is going to feel even bigger, but for week two, it feels pretty good.
It's always a big football game when you play North County. Obviously, it matters around here, and our kids are excited. I know their kids are going to be excited, so it's going to be a hard-fought, scrappy ball game. There's no doubt.
I know you always preach toughness and execution and next play, and, I mean, you've got all your basics covered, but when you take a look at this specific matchup against North County, what's job one against the Raiders?
Well, I think job one offensively is just execute the plan, execute our offense, make sure we can run the football well, control defensively. We need to use our quickness to our advantage, create some issues for them with our movements and our stunts and things along those lines.
What's their most dangerous aspect of their game, either offense or defense?
That number three's got some explosiveness to him. Yeah. He's a good football player. There's no question about that. And, you know, containing him is going to be one of the jobs that we need to do on the defensive side of the football.
Have fun, man.
Thank you. We're looking forward to it.
All right. Eric Krippe joining me on pregame. Back with more after this on KREI.
What is peace of mind? At Farmington Presbyterian Manors Assisted Living, it means you can worry less and enjoy more with a healthy balance of independence and support, plus access to quality care right where you live. So if you or someone you love is in need of extra care and attention that you can't get at home, let us help you find that lasting peace of mind. We now have openings in assisted living. To learn more, call Presbyterian Manor today at 756-6768 or visit farmingtonpresbyterianmanor.org. Together, we'll find the answers.
Great to be joined by Dave Dallas now, North County head man. And Coach, I think it's awesome that you guys are both 1-0 coming into this game. It's kind of like last year. It kind of makes, St. Francis County battle a little nicer, I guess.
Yeah, it does. I mean, we were 1-0 going in the ballgame last year. But, I think we feel, we're a year further. They're a year further along. I think we're further along in the whole process. And, that's a plus. I think the neat thing is we do some, I mean, we do some things together. I think we're building that relationship and having respect with each other a little bit more maybe in the past. And you know, Coach Krupe's done a great job. I think he respects what we're doing. And certainly when we play behind the whistle blows tonight, you know, that'll be all out the window, I'm sure. But I think those things are bridges. We're gapping those together. We're doing some things in the summer together, and you know, we get to know each other, and I think we have that sense of respect for each other.
I came out to camp, and I know you felt really good going into the season, but what type of affirmations did you get last week in that nice shutout win?
You know, we play. I mean, obviously, Sacklin wasn't a quality opponent, but they're still a 6A school, and you know, he did a good job getting numbers out. They got 90-plus kids out for football, and I mean, they went from, you know, 40 kids last year to 90 this year, and they had a couple good football players, and the good thing is we played well. We held them, our starting defense held them about 80 yards total offense. You know, we played well, we executed well, our offense did some things well. You know, I feel better where we were now than where we were last year at this time, where we're from the aspect of, you know, where last year we're dealing with things that were probably more, we had to maybe change the scheme due to personnel. You know, now it's just a matter of correcting some things and working on better execution. You know, we had the athletically, we're doing what we need to do.
When you take a look at this specific matchup, what's job one against Moberly?
Well, I think
Farmington.
I think number one is, you know, I think both defenses are pretty doggone good defenses. And you know, I think being able to stop their running game is crucial. Obviously, you know, they play the high percentage passing game. They're going to try to get you skimmed over the top and on a play action pass at the right time. And we got to be able to be attuned to that. I think that's the biggest thing from that standpoint. You know, and then we got to be balanced offensively. I think that's the biggest.
Have fun.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You mentioned Dave Dallas joining us on pregame. Back with more after this.
Many mortgage lenders sell the servicing rights to the loans they make. There's nothing wrong with that unless you have a loan problem. Then it can become a nightmare trying to reach a person who cares about your problem and, more importantly, is willing and able to work with you to solve that problem. At New Era Bank, we proudly state that we service the loans we make. Local people you can count on are here to help you if and when you have a need. That's what personalized customer service is all about. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Wendy Hicks, owner of the area's newest pizzeria called Nana's Brick Oven in Farmington. Bring your family and enjoy our relaxed atmosphere and eat some made-from-scratch pizza and bread knots cooked in a 100% wood-fired oven. We also have fresh salads with 3 homemade dressings, and we have bruschetta. Check us out on Facebook, Nana's Brick Oven. We're located at 1162 East Karsh Boulevard off Highway 00 in Farmington. Come and let Nana cook for you today.
Speaking of, we have a little Nana's Brick Oven coming up. I love that crust on there, man.
I tell you what, it was great. Good stuff.
Brick Oven stuff.
Hawaiian.
Yeah, I want to thank Nana's Brick Oven for giving us a little pregame vittles there. They're in Farmington off of Highway 0 for the amazing. So we'd go out there tonight, let Nana cook you for you tonight. Made from scratch crust and all fresh ingredients. You won't be disappointed. I love that Brick Oven char on there. So North County wins the toss, I believe. They're going to receive. And they'll be returning it from our right to our left side. Now, one interesting note is the scoreboard is out right now. So the officials will be keeping the time on the field. So won't have the time for you. We'll keep track of the score, though. We should do that okay.
Old school rules now.
It is.
Some throwback there to board scoreboards.
A little old school. Well, so Farmington going to kick off. Dole will push it left to right as Luke and I look at and describe the action to you. Matt Black, he's the speedster for North County. And he's one of the deep return men kicking it off for Farmington as Parker Hastings and Cole Ziegler, one of the other deep return men. We saw Parker Hastings get better throughout the game last week.
Yeah, we were wondering what the replacement for Braden Kraft would look like, and I think he did an excellent job last week up there at Box.
I did too. Split time between football and soccer last year, and he's dedicated himself to football this year, and Parker did a nice job out of the gate. So Farmington, their white uniforms, their brand new white road uniforms with the black numbers and letters, black helmets to the golden knight on the side. It's North County with the gray pants with the blue slash on the side, the blue jerseys and the golden numbers and letters, the blue helmets with the golden Raider on the side. Matt Black gets it. Matt Black to the 20, gets to the middle of the field. Black turns on the Jets. He's to the 25-yard line and driven down right there. That's Tappan Westbrook going to work on special teams. And we're ready to go with North County taking the ball first. Devin Mason, the center. Devin Scott is the guard. Payson DeClue, the other guard. Eli Claywell and Brendan McClure, the starting tackles. They average 232. Colton Portman, a sophomore quarterback, 5'9", 185. Brightley Smith out with injury. So the starting running back, Matt Black. We'll see him as wide receiver a lot of times on this team. Cole Ziegler will be the wide out to the right side. And the man split wide to the left side is Garrett Winker. First and 10 for North County. And they start it from their own 22-yard line. Hand it off to Matt Black. Matt Black's the first man through. Gets a little nudge from the line along that right side and picks up a pair of yards. So Matt Black goes off tackle. First play of the game. First carry, 2 yards. Let's meet the defense. Alex Stacey starts on the nose. Chase Fisback is the tackle, the sword position beside him. Alex Greco and Alex Franklin, the scheduled starting tackles. Looks like Aaron Wilson is a starting end, rather. The middle linebacker, Austin Capias. We saw Gavin Duncan have a great game at Sam linebacker. Tanner Murphy is the will backer. Brett Miller and Raiden Moon, the corners. Tyson Gray and Tappan Westbrook are the safeties. The give is to Matt Black once again. This time he goes right between the guards, and this time he's taken down after another just 2 yard gain. So a couple of attacks right to the middle of that defensive front for Farmington. And Alex Stacey and company stand strong on a 3rd and 5 here.
North County really going at the strength, I think, of that Farmington defense. This is right up there on their defensive line. Those middle linebackers really trying to break through them here early.
Foreman 5 for 15, getting his first start in week one in that 35-0 victory at Seckman. He didn't have a touchdown. He did throw a pick. Foreman under pressure right here, scrambles to his right, throws it down the far right sideline, and an adjustment on the route. He completes it down that right sideline on a tremendous grab by Cole Ziegler on a great adjustment in the air and a gain of 22 yards.
Sure was. Foreman getting hit there by Gavin Duncan on the throw. A little bit underthrown, but Ziegler made a great adjustment, came back for the ball, and first down into Farmington territory.
What a great play by Ziegler right there, and a 22-yard gain, and that's a first down. First down of the game brought to us by Caldwell Banker, Holsey and Associates, and the fake to Black this time. Foreman keeps, and Foreman's driven down a yard behind the line of scrimmage. That's Tappan Westbrook, chopping him down right at the knees. Negative one.
Yeah, just a Colton Foreman here, just a sophomore, starting at varsity and quarterback. Kid's big, strong, and I tell you what, yeah, he's heavy to bring down.
Yes. Westbrook does such a good job at tackling low, though. If they say low man wins, well, Tappan Westbrook usually wins. Good tackler, good defender as well, and locked up on an island over on that right side. One wide to the right, one to the left, and a couple of running backs close to Portman. Portman going to roll it to the right side. Under a little pressure, he is caught and driven down. Two men there. But the first one is the middle linebacker, Austin Capias, with the first Capias of the season right there on the sack.
You've been waiting for that one. You had that one in the pocket.
A negative five for Foreman right there, but Capias did get in there and do the job. Alex Stacey helping him out along the way. Our first down marker brought to us by Caldwell Banker, Real Estate in Farmington, selling our community 1 yard at a time. 3rd and 15, and well, if North County dials up another 22-yard play, they'll be in shape, I guess. Corner on the right side is Cody Wright into the ballgame. On the left side, Braden Moon. They're going to play a man-to-man. Farmington loves to run that bump-and-run coverage. And here's a flip right over the middle. And once again, it's a completion to Cole Ziegler. And what do we say? Another 22-yard completion would do the job. How about 17, Luke Mel?
I'll tell you what, great protection there by the North County offensive line. Colton Foreman, he said the underclassman right there, but he sits back there in the pocket cool and throws a strike across the middle there to Ziegler for another first down.
Two attempts by Foreman so far, two completions, and a good for 39 yards to Cole Ziegler. Great job by Ziegler grabbing it, running after the catch. Here's Matt Black now. Matt Black picks up a block. He goes to the outside of the 30, to the 25-20. Black picks him up, puts him down now to the 17. Great run by Matt Black, and it's a gain of 24 yards for Black.
They don't get much faster than this kid around here. Matt Black runs a 4.5 40, one of the fastest kids in the area. When he gets to the outside, watch out. Got the playing receiver last week. They had to move him to running back this week. He's going to be dangerous back there.
Foreman last week goes 5 for 15 for 39 yards, or 56 yards passing. This week he's 2 for his first 2 for 39. The give to Black is up the gut right here, and he gets down to the 12-yard line. It's a gain of about 4 yards for Black there. A tremendous opening drive by these North County Raiders. In week number one, we saw Fox march down the field, and Farmington held him on downs. That's what they're hoping for here. And Foreman puts 3 to the right side. He's got Black as the single setback beside him. Garrett Winker, the wide receiver to the left. This time the give is to Black. Probably not the right read on the zone read, Luke Mellon. It's a loss of two for Black.
Sure was. And Foreman maybe just taking a little bit too long with that read right there. Great penetration up front for the Farmington defensive line.
Farmington blasts through right there. That was Aaron Wilson, 6 foot, 180-pound senior. Farmington really putting a premium on speed on the end positions. They call it anchor in the end on this team. Here's a 3rd and 7. Foreman rolls to his right. He's got a man open on the right corner of the end zone. Can't find him, and finally he's driven down. It'll be a sack, it looks like, a loss of about a half a yard. And once again, it's Aaron Wilson, and we see that speed off the end paying dividends for Eric Kruppi's defense.
Sure does. Got Foreman on the move there, and secondary did a great job of having everything covered down there in the end zone. Farmington have another 4th down here on their opening drive.
Noah Umfleet is on to try a field goal here. Going to be a 30-yarder. Mahurin going to be the holder. Tucker Smith the snapper. And it'll be a 30-yarder for the right-footed Umfleet. The snap is back. It wobbles. The hold is down. Umfleet's got enough distance. And he pops it wide to the left. So, well, last week, Luke, we saw Farmington hold on downs for Fox. This time they stiffen when they need to. And the field goal attempt sails wide left. So the Farmington defense holds, and they'll have the football as they'll start their first drive of the game. And Cody Friedmeier leads the team out. Gavin Duncan rushed for over 100 yards last week, went for 107 in the opener. He'll be the opening fullback, tapping Westbrook, Braden Moot of the wings. And out on wide receivers, it'll be Brett Miller. We'll see Alex Greco, Tyson Gray, Teddy Bankhead. Tanner Murphy's the center. There was an injury last week to Charles Cook. He has an ankle injury, so it's Devin Hughes, Alex Stacey, the guards, Aaron Wilson, Chase Fishbeck are the tackles. That's the starting offense for these Knights. Friedmeier comes down under center. 3-point stance for Duncan. Motion man is Westbrook, and he'll set up as an eye back here. They're going to go check with the sideline. Wanted to read that defense on the opening snap. Play clock is down to 10. They'll reinitiate the play right here. Friedmeier continues to bark it out. Moon, the motion man, this time pitches to him. Moon picks up 1 block and then runs into a stiff tackling defender right there. A gain of 3 by Moon, but a nice tackle by Kenny Mahurin, the middle linebacker.
Braden Moon made a couple of great catches last week in that opening game against Fox. Laid out for one and then went up in traffic and caught one. He's a guy they like to get to the outside. He's got a lot of speed. Not a real tall guy, but I tell you what, he's pretty elusive.
Mahurin joined in the linebacking core. Eli Turnbow and Tucker Smith flank him. Nose tackle is 280 Devin McDaniels. The tackle is Devin Scott. Tyler Johnson, Carson Kikek, the starting ends. Here's the keeper from Friedmeier this time. And Cody takes it around the right tackle. And he shoves this one up ahead for, looks like, a 4-yard gain. I'm going to bring up a 3rd and 3.
Nice pickup for Cody Friedmeier. Last week we've seen him a couple times look to pitch it there whenever he got in trouble. This time it looks like they went over the tape and said, listen, Cody, you don't need to make those decisions and be a little bit more safe for that football.
Garrett Wanker and Matt Black are the men out on the islands right there. Garrett Smith, Sean Pruneau are the safeties. The give is to Duncan. Duncan powers his way up the field. They try to tackle him low, and he just muscles through them. They try to tackle him high, and he slams his way forward. It's a gain of 12 yards for Garrett Duncan.
Gavin Duncan. Gavin Duncan just picking up right where he left off last week. Had a great week rushing football, and he definitely is the go-to first on this offense.
Big dunk, 15 rushes for 107 last week, and that was 7.1 per. 1st and 10 for the Farmington Knights, brought to us by Caldwell Banker, Holsey Real Estate in Farmington, selling our community 1 yard at a time. Line of scrimmage is the Farmington 40-yard line. We don't know how much time is left in the first quarter. The clock not active. The officials keeping the time on the field. Duncan, 5:40, thank you, remaining in the first quarter. We appreciate that. Friedmeier's back to pass, wants the go route down that right sideline. The coverage was absolutely perfect. Luke, there were two number 15s out there, and you couldn't hardly tell them apart. Brett Miller absolutely blanketed by Garrett Wanker.
It sure was great coverage there, and surprised Brett Miller kind of got away with his hand on the defensive back there. Could have seen some offensive pass interference on that one. And Friedmeier just over. The ball was right there, but like I said, the coverage is perfect.
5:31 remaining in this first quarter. We thank the folks here in the scoring box helping us with that. Wide receiver to the right side, and that's Westbrook. Here's a keeper up the middle, and Duncan is met by a whole host of tacklers right there. Turnbow and Mahurin leading the charge. A gain of 2 for Dunk, and a very, very late flag right there. I didn't see what that was.
Yeah, it looks like they came in there at the very end. Must have saw something, maybe a push on the pile or a shove.
Luke Farmington, the beneficiary of a huge, huge personal foul last week. that kept the drive alive for them. They ended up scoring a touchdown off of it. It's going to be a personal foul face mask here. That'll give Farmington 15 yards and a Caldwell Banker Olsey Real Estate first down.
Yeah, and that really changed the game last week. You're talking about Farmington on fourth down, fourth and about 12 there, and they ended up getting a first down and plus about 15 yards. I was able to go down and score and take the lead. Fox would come back and tie it, but like you said, that changed the momentum of the game in Farmington's favor. And right here, North County gets Farmington 1-2.
North County drove deep into Farmington territory down to the 13-yard line,
yeah,
in fact, and the Knights now make their first foray into North County territory here. I think fitting that Farmington is going north on its first possession, because that's how they came up here.
Yeah.
And here's Dunk in the backfield. He's the single fullback, two wings, and it's Westbrook and Moon. Wide receivers Greco out to the left, and over to the right side, Brett Miller. One, I think, exciting player we're going to see this year, Luke Mell, is Donovan Howard. He's not in there right now, though. And Duncan takes it off tackle, right side. Oh, Friedmeier pulled it. And Friedmeier, I think the right read right there, didn't get a lot of yards, but 3 yards on first down, that's something Farmington can work with.
He sure was. Like I said, it sold the fake there, and I want to say he even was looking to pitch it there. I'm glad he didn't. It could have been a disaster for Farmington. Nice yards on first down, though.
I think that was some film work last week, Luke, where he made a couple of dangerous pitches, and they said maybe not.
I think Coach Eves had something to say to him after last week's game.
I want to thank Walmart Supercenter in Farmington, Christine's Cafe in Deloge, Walmart Supercenter in Deloge, and Barton Service also in Deloge for sponsoring our coverage of the St. Francis County rivalry tonight on KREI. Wide to the right side is Brett Miller. It's Greco off to the left. Friedmeier wants to pass it. Hitch route. This is Greco. And he gets it, and he picks up a little block as he comes from the left side to the right side and plows through a couple of guys down to the 25-yard line. Now, it is going to be a gain of 17 yards, but there's a flag in the backfield, and it's going to be a push in the back against North County.
All right, well, right there, Farmington getting a little bit of bonus there. Alex Greco sat down in the flat there, was wide open. Cody Friedmeier threw a strike to him. Greco comes across the field. He's going to pick up the first down anyways. I get a few extra yards, though.
A 14-yard completion right there. And Luke, I think as much as anything, Friedmeier, a first-year starter. We've seen him play quarterback coming in spells in previous years. But a first-year starter, I thought it was the perfect read. He had four wide receivers. One of them was wide open, and he found the right guy.
He sure was. Alex Griffith, like I said, sat down right in the open spot there. And Friedmeier got a nice, strong arm there. So,
Luke, here comes Teddy Bankhead as a wide receiver. You talk about a hero from last week.
Yeah, I still don't think he's came down from that one. Boy, that was quite the scene.
Teddy Bankhead catches a deflected pass in the end zone in overtime at Fox on the final play of the game to win it. And then he was buried in the end zone right afterward. Looks like one of those water break timeouts, or maybe the officials just looking out. It'll be a water break timeout, so we'll take it with him. No score as of yet, and we have no idea how much time is left in the first because the clock doesn't work. We'll take a minute timeout right here on KREI.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
Kerry Buckley Towing and Recovery in Park Hills offers 24-hour towing and wrecker service. Kerry Buckley and his employees pride themselves on quick and reliable towing, winching, lockouts, jump starts, and roadside service, as well as towing and wreck recovery for tractor trailers. Big to small, Kerry Buckley Towing and Recovery does it all. Just call 431-2117 or 756-4563 for dependable 24-hour service from Kerry Buckley Towing and Recovery.
So the water break timeout. No score as of yet. Farmington with a first and 10 of the 25 of North County. Every now and again, the official scorekeepers will yell out how much time is left. When we hear that, we'll pass it along to you. The clock is out. I think we'll be able to get the score okay. So there's Teddy Bankhead, wide off to the left side. In the slot to the right is Moon. Gray's going to play the tight end on the right. Friedmeier, the quarterback, right behind him. Well, that's Gavin Duncan. He's had a couple of good runs so far. Now the motion man is Moon. They give us to Duncan on the trap play. And Duncan had a huge hole to go through that time, Luke. And we've seen him plow his way over would-be tacklers. That time I thought the line did a great job. I thought the misdirection did a nice job, and he gained six.
Yeah, that was one that they really worked on this week. We saw him try it a few times last week, Chad. There's really nothing, no success like that. Looked like a really great play there, though.
Third and you call it a long three or a short four, either way. Farmington going to go ahead and check with the sideline, see if they want to change the play right here. Looking for the first score of the ball game. Now the defense does a little flip-flopping as well, and Friedmeier has to read what's going on. Nine men in the box. Friedmeier looks to the right side. Now to the left side. Ball is caught by Bankhead, and Bankhead gets all the way down to the one. Great flip that time by Friedmeier, and a really nice catch by Bankhead as he had a defender all over him right there. Very good defense by Joe Holsey, but it was just a great pitch and catch.
It was a great pass slant route there, and Bankhead ran a good route. Had just the inside edge there, and Friedmeier put it on the money. Bankhead making a name for himself with his hands out there. I tell you what.
Yes. A gain of 17, Luke, all the way down to the one. So it's first and goal for the Knights. Friedmeier under center. Duncan behind him. Friedmeier just tries to keep it and lean. And I'm telling you, those Raiders got tough. Devin McDaniels, 280 pounds, and he made him put a few biscuits in his pockets for that one.
Sure did. The senior came through and broke that one up. Farmington just trying the old quarterback sneak.
And there was nothing there.
Nothing.
Now, that's the bad news for the Knights and the good news for the Raiders, but you flip that scenario around, and Farmington's got three more chances. So it's the give this time to Duncan, and Duncan, he just waltzes through. So Big Dunk gets in the end zone once again. His second touchdown run of the season, and the Farmington Knights lead North County 6-0.
Well, that was a great drive, opening drive there. Farmington moving the ball really well. Got another personal foul on this drive to really help him out, set him up. Had a great pass, pitch and catch there to Alex Greco, and then another one to Teddy Bankhead down there, and then Duncan just finishes it off.
Farmington scores with 2:43 on the first quarter clock, and so each team, Luke Mell, has had one possession. They've both had impressive drives. North County turned away on a missed field goal. Farmington is able to go the length of the field and finish it on a one-yard plunge by Duncan. The extra point, though, is blocked, and Farmington has missed a couple of extra points this season, one where the exchange isn't right between the center and the holder. This time the kick was just flat low. Let's talk about the heart walk with Jen Rogers and also Julie Petterman now. And are you guys with the American Heart Association? Yeah, just go ahead and fit that right on your ears, and we'll go ahead and talk. Are you guys with one of the schools or with the American Heart Association?
We are with the American Heart Association. We come down and do this heart walk with North County High School and Farmington High School for the last 4 years.
As we fit her with the headset, I hope I didn't rip your ears with your earring.
I'm good, thank you.
How did it go this year? Good participation?
Yes, it's just kicking off tonight with the football game, and the high schools will be collecting donations all through the month of September. They're off to a great start. Lots of T-shirts have gone out for donations and a lot of community support.
Jen Rogers joining us right here. I know that even weeks ago, I took my daughter to the school for an open house. Got to get a T-shirt. So I know they've been doing this for a while, too.
Yes, they've been doing it the last couple weeks. And actually, we've had to bring in more T-shirts. So it's been a good thing. We have a new look, a gray shirt this year, not the red, and to support the building awareness about heart disease and raising donations.
Where does the money specifically go?
It goes towards research to educate the communities, to educate the children at a young age on how to live heart-healthy lives. And also for the research and developing the medicine and the procedures to save lives.
Parker Hastings kicks it off for Farmington. This one's blasted sky high. Matt Black takes it once again, and this kid is dangerous, but he's taken down at the 25-yard line. That was Moon that time that brought him down. So they'll continue this campaign till when? How long will they go with it then?
It's going to go till the end of September, so I think September 25th. They're also selling raffle tickets of a nice outdoor package with a Yeti cooler and a Weber grill and things like that. So they'll be selling tickets around the community and at the First State Community Bank.
I know in past years you've had actual students with heart conditions that have kind of stepped forward and been a symbol of the drive. Did you have that this year?
Yes, yeah. We did. Gage Harris and Noah Davis were our two heart ambassadors this year, and they both did a great job. They were both born with a special heart condition, and Gage actually had surgery in April and is doing well back out on the soccer field, and Noah's just a condition he'll monitor for the rest of his life and hopefully not need surgery and work through it with medicines.
Matt Black takes a sweep around the left side, 15 yards for Black, and this kid has been impressive so far. Where are you two ladies from?
We are from St. Louis.
Okay, all right, good. So, Cardinals cap, I like that.
Yeah,
very nice.
It's a little warm out here tonight.
You like football?
I do like football.
Okay, that's good.
So,
You're at the right place, then. It is a good game. we'll spend just a couple of more minutes with the folks from the American Heart Association. Colton Foreman's got a Coldwell Halsey Banker Real Estate first down right there. Play action fake, wants to go up top, flips it over the middle, and he completes it again. Tyson Gray with the hit, but Cole Ziegler says, tough luck, I'm hanging on again. And it's another gain of 17 yards, and this combination between Colton Foreman and Cole Ziegler giving Farmington some major trouble here in the early going. All the completions have been to Ziegler. He's got 56 yards. So we'll go with Foreman in the shotgun, the pistol formation, the give to Black to keep him honest. Black is met at the line, slides forward for maybe 1 yard before he's brought down by Colby Barnes. It's a gain of 2. Do they do the heart walk in these events at other schools too?
We do readouts at high schools, and then at the elementary schools we do jump rope for heart. Middle schools we do hoops for heart. So there's definitely, we're out there trying to just educate the kids on how to live heart-healthy lives and keep their hearts healthy at such a young age. So we kind of do whatever works for the kids. But St. Francis County has done a wonderful, amazing job for the last 4 years and have raised over $107,000 for the Heart Association. So we cannot be more grateful for everything that you guys have done for us. It's such a giving community. It's awesome.
That is amazing. An 11-yard completion on a quick out route that time. And guess who? That was Cole Ziegler again. This kid is doing it all right now in the passing game. So 67 yards passing for Foreman, 67 yards receiving for Ziegler. Well, good. Well, good luck, and we'll look to hear what maybe the totals are as you move along.
We'll have the totals probably at the beginning of October.
Okay, thanks,
all right,
Jen.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks,
all right,
guys.
Bye.
Very nice. A nice drive by North County here, and we thank the Heart Walk folks for coming up and letting us know about their event as well. And was that was a give to Jalen Reed, I believe, for the first time in the game. So Reed pushes it forward for 4 yards. The primary running back for this team, Briley Smith, is out with an ankle injury in this game. This drive looks a little bit like their first one, Luke Bell.
Yeah, no problem marching down the field. And I'll tell you what, the two sophomores really making a connection there in the passing game.
Reed and Black, an offset eye to the left side. Oh, Black is tagged. That's probably our first crown collision, and it's Dunk doing the job. Gavin Dunk had put his right shoulder into Black, and Black got bounced around a little bit. First time we've had a crown collision. Crown Collision Center at Crown Motors. Customers bring their friends. Highway 67, north of Farmington. A gain of just 1 by Black. Black looks like he might be in store for a 100-yard night. 49 first-quarter yards on 8 carries. It's a 3rd-and-3 upcoming as we will start the second quarter of play. The Knights lead it 6-0. We're back in a minute on KREI.
You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Cole's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you. Don't pay those franchise fees. LS, the major brand maker, offers a 5-year warranty, the best on the market. Compare the LS tractor to other brands. We know you will find more standard features, including the R4 industrial tire, quick attach loader, skid steer quick attach bucket, dual hydraulic remotes, and much more. Simply put, get more features, the best quality, and the best warranty with lower prices. We know you'll find yourself saving thousands below other major brands. Come see us at Cole's Tractor and Equipment today, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Give us a call at 573-756-4353. You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Cole's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you.
As we start the second quarter of play, we flip sides of the field. North County going to be pushing it from the left to the right as Luke and I look at and describe the action to you. Jalen Reed stands in front of Matt Black. It's an offset eye to the left side. Colton Foreman is back in a pistol. He's got two wides to the right side, the 6'5 Brian Chandler. And in the slot, Cole Ziegler, who's done the damage tonight. Matt Black off tackle, left side, jolts to the outside, now puts his head down, slams through a tackle, and shoves it up ahead for an 8-yard gain.
North County not missing much by putting Black in place of Briley Smith, who's out with an injury tonight. Black has just been all over the place. He's a dangerous weapon for this. I tell you that Cole Ziegler, too, doing a lot of damage on the outside.
Exactly, because Black is usually their primary receiver, but Ziegler has stepped up into that spot.
Yeah, he had a touchdown last week, but really really shining tonight, too, as well.
Brian Chandler at 6'5". He's going to go one-on-one against the 5'10 Teddy Bankhead. It's a mismatch on the right side. We'll see if they take advantage of it. And now there's a collision in the backfield, but Black doesn't care. He skirts to the outside, closing the gap quickly, though. A terrific tackle, Luke Mel, by Moon on the outside corner there.
He did a nice job of shutting down the speedster, Black, as he was trying to get to the outside, turned him back inside, and had a little bit of help there, able to minimize that gain.
10 carries for Black, 60 yards rushing, and we're just starting the second quarter of play. It's a second and 8 upcoming. Two wides to the right, Ziegler and Chandler out there. One off to the left side, that's Winker. And it's that offset eye to the left side. Once again, Black has it. Black dances around one defender, and then he manages to regain his footing and push his way forward for 5 yards. Alex Franklin had him dead to rights, Luke, and he just jabbed himself.
He sure did it. Kind of lost his footing there for a second, but readjusted. Matt Black straight up the gut there and able to pick up a nice chunk of yards there on second down.
Black in week number one took over for Smith, who got injured. He had 10 carries for 53 yards. He's got 11 for 65 in this one, and still in the first half, just starting the second quarter of play. Now it's Jalen as the single setback. Jalen Reed and Foreman going to run the keeper right behind Reed. Foreman breaks the tackle, and he dives down inside of the 2, down to the 1 yard line. But penalty, and it's a delay of game against North County. This will scoot him back 5 yards.
Boy, it should have been, it would have been a nice game for North County there. The sophomore, Colton Foreman, the quarterback, not a real tall guy, 5'9", but he's real stocky, 185 pounds. He gets a shoulder pad throw. He's going to be just tough to bring down.
Well, and Jalen Reed at 5'8 and 210, that's a pretty good lead blocker from the backfield. This is a front line that averages 232. They've got a 12-pound advantage per man, and this makes it a 3rd and 10 for North County. And they've got it at the Farmington, just inside of the Farmington 14-yard line. Dave Dallas says, why don't we talk this over? So timeout by North County. Farmington on top, 6-0. It'll be a 3rd and 10 for North County from the Farmington 14 after we come back in 1 minute on KREI.
Innovative Warehousing and Distribution in Farmington is a proud supporter of the area athletes. Innovative Warehousing and Distribution in Farmington encourages all athletes to work hard and keep your direction. The key word to a winning team is work. Innovative Warehousing is a proud supporter of the community and area high school sports. This message brought to you by your friends at Innovative Warehousing and Distribution in Farmington.
TG Missouri produces steering wheels, airbag side molding, interior and exterior plastic trim components for automobiles. Since its establishment in 1986, the company has maintained steady growth as a high-quality producer of plastic and urethane products. Its primary product is molded steering wheels produced by Reaction Injection Molding Process. TG Missouri also proud to be a part of the community and committed to being a good corporate citizen and partner in Perryville.
Three wide to the right side for North County. It's a 3rd and 10 for the Farmington 14-yard line. One wide receiver off to the left. Black will be in the near slot, closest to quarterback. And it'll be Jalen Reed, the single setback beside Foreman. Foreman looks quickly to the right side, fakes it. Now goes to the right corner of the end zone. That's an easy touchdown to Brian Chandler, who was not covered. A 14-yard touchdown pass. Foreman's first of the year. And for Chandler, his first touchdown catch. And we're tied at 6.
Boy, it sure was. And a great play there. Foreman fakes it to the slot guy, who was Black. Brought the defense in. And Chandler on the outside, 6'5 senior. Just go to the corner of the end zone. Foreman throws him a strike. Beautiful pass and catch there. And like you said, Chandler wide open. And North County ties this ball game up.
Well, it's hard enough to cover a 6'5 guy, Luke. But when you don't cover him, it makes it that much harder. But a great pass by Foreman. I think Foreman has been razor sharp. This guy's 5 for 6 tonight. He was 5 for 15 in week number one. And North County takes the lead on the extra point by Noah Umfley. North County 7. Farmington 6, your kickoff after this 1 minute pause on AM 800 KREI.
This is Debbie Hamby with Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy. We know you have lots of choices when it comes to finding a pharmacy. Those choices promise things like friendly staff, shorter wait times, free delivery, and knowing you by name. At Parkland Health Mart, all of those things are a given. We want you to choose us for our ability to provide things like medication synchronization, immunization services, medical equipment sales and service, and free wellness classes, including diabetic education. Come see us today in Deloge, Fredericktown, or Ironton, because we are your total health care destination.
At Home Pools and Spas, we're your home for outdoor water fun all year long. Plan on saving hundreds, even thousands, while creating your own at-home vacation. We're making room for new inventory, and all in-stock spas must be sold. Say goodbye to wintertime blahs. Say hello to family fun. Home Pools and Spas. Come see us on the Outer Service Road just south of the Ludington exit on Highway 67. Or call us, 431-SPAS. When it comes to family fun, there's no place like home.
To kick it off for North County, boots it left to right. Deep men for Farmington, Petty Bankhead, and Donovan Howard. This reminds me of 1 week ago, Luke. Great game. Farmington scores first. North County comes back, takes the lead. The extra point, 7-6. Umfleet raises the right hand. He's ready to go. Approaches the ball, taps it with the right toe. Donovan Howard comes on to grab it at the 12-yard line. Howard comes across the field, cuts to the 15. He's to the 20. Howard down to the 30. 35, 40. Howard to the 45, 50. Donovan Howard crosses midfield to the 40, to the 35, 30, to the 25. Breaks a tackle to the 20. Breaks a tackle to the 15. Breaks a tackle to the 10. What a return by Donovan Howard. And Farmington's in business all the way down to the 10-yard line of North County.
Well, I tell you what, this Donovan Howard kid, we've seen some great return specialist here in the last couple years, but he's got to be as good as any we've seen. Almost brought one back last year, or last week, should I say. He did take one back last year, and we've been talking about this kid's ability, and on offense, we'd like to see him get a little more touches, but right there, that tells you what he can do for you.
A 78-yard return, Luke. Last week, he had a 73-yard return. Howard, this kid's electric, man, and I'm kind of like you. I'm waiting for him to get the ball on offense for Farmington, too. He's out there on that left wing, Friedmeier down under center. And they'll give it off to Duncan on that trap play. Duncan to the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Stomped his way in. A one-play drive from 10 plays out. And how's that for a rapid response?
Right there, set up in the special team. Such an important part of this game. Farmington answers right back to North County, who had a very impressive drive themselves. Marched the ball all the way down the field and threw a 17-yard touchdown pass to take the lead. And Farmington comes right back at him.
Second touchdown run for Duncan, this time from 10 yards out, and we put a star by that because it's a 78-yard kickoff return for Donovan Howard to set that thing up for them. And now on for the extra point is Parker Hastings. His first one got blocked. He chunked it kind of right in the middle of the defense. Snap is good. Hold is down. And Hastings' next one sails wide right. So Farmington's got two touchdowns to only one for North County, but yet the Knights lead it by five. A 12-7 lead for Farmington at the 9:44 mark of this second quarter. We're back with your kickoff in a minute.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
The Farmington Police Department wants to wish the Farmington Knights the best of luck this season. It takes a lot of hard work and teamwork to be a successful team, so root for your hometown team and practice safety on the streets before and after the games. Pay attention to what's going on around you, and please do not talk or text while you're driving. This important message comes to you from the Farmington Police Department. Your safety is very important to them.
North County, who are the return men here? Cole Ziegler, Matt Black are back, and it's Parker Hastings to kick it off. Big touchdown return by Donovan Howard, setting up Farmington with a short field, a very short field, a 10-yard field, and Gavin Duncan powered it in on a one-play drive. I just took the touchdown recap from you there, Luke.
That's all right. I'll get the next one.
Okay. Parker Hastings blasts this one into the back of the end zone. think he took out some frustration after missing a couple of extra points. Let's check out our stats and who are the leaders. And Bloomsdale Bank bringing us their stats. Connected to their customers since 1914. Stats brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank. Matt Black leading the Raiders with 65 yards rushing, 81 yards passing for Colton Poorman. And we've got 67 yards receiving for Cole Ziegler. For Farmington, their leading rusher is Duncan with 31. And why don't we say their leading return man is Donovan Howard with 78 yards on his last try there.
Well, yeah, he almost broke one last year week at halftime. The clock ran out, and he just got tackled there about the 15-yard line. This time, another one almost all the way back.
First and 10 from the 20. Matt Black takes it between the tackles. He stopped exactly at that 20-yard line. We know Donovan Howard's speed, Luke, and he cuts back, and those two items in that return were very impressive. But to me, maybe as impressive or more impressive, he got hit at the 25, and he broke five tackles to get down to the 10.
He sure did. Strong, strong player as well as fast. And something special. And like I said, we kind of be waiting to see him get some more opportunities on offense to see what he can do in the open field.
Indeed. So no gain on the carry that time by Matt Black. Aaron Wilson helping out on the tackle right there. Poorman back in the pistol. He's got Black to his right and looks for a quick pass off to the right side. Now going to flip it further down the field, and it's another completion to Brian Chandler, and another first down for North County on a gain of 14 yards.
This Colton Poorman, this kid just sits back in the pocket. He's got those nice, strong base of legs. Gives a little pump fake, throws a strike out there, blow back shoulder fade to big man Brian Chandler again, and they connect one more time. And we didn't get a lot of time to talk about North County's previous drive, but how impressive that was. They were able to move the ball all the way down the field to answer Farmington's touchdown at that time with one of their own.
How many plays? How far was it?
I'll tell you what, it was nine plays, and they took it 75 yards.
Great drive.
Nice mixture of running and passing.
So a first down for them from Caldwell Banker Holsey, and Matt Black gets it once again. He's got a little room to run here. He kind of wiggles his way through, tapping Westbrook, finally bringing him down after a six-yard gain from Matt Black right through the guards. 13 carries for Matt Black for 71 yards. And our stat sheet brought to us once again by Bloomsdale Bank. There's a penalty going against Farmington. Or it looked like it was going against Farmington. Indeed it will. Offsides. And it looks like that'll move the stick. So that's another Caldwell Banker first down for North County. I've got that as the first penalty against the Knights.
Well, Farmington, the beneficiary of some wild plays tonight that have had even the opportunity to score. But North County, they've been able to just move the ball on offense right now. Farmington's defense not showing that resilience that they showed last week whenever they were able to kind of shut Fox down a few times.
Of course, I think they're going against a hot quarterback right now.
Oh, I'll tell you what, yeah, he's impressive.
Poorman kid looks good. The give is to Matt Black. Matt follows his lead blocker, and he nearly squirted through for a big one. But in the process, he gained 7 yards and just barely held on to by Tanner Murphy.
You talk about a kid, you know, that played receiver, and you wonder how he'd perform transitioning back to running back. He's kid keeps his feet moving. That first hit isn't going to bring him down. He's got the speed, but he's also tough.
Duncan will slam through a tackle. Black bounces off of him. So Poorman back in the gun. Needs 3 yards. Out route. Once again, this is complete. Once again, it's complete to Cole Ziegler, and he's got it down to the 4-yard line. A gain of 9. And North County hoping for a late hit call right there. Call it a 10-yard gain, and Poorman has himself a 100-yard first half. He is 7 for 9 in the half. Another completion to Ziegler. That was for 10 yards. Ziegler is looking for a 100-yard receiving first half as he has 5 catches for 77 yards.
Yeah, just like I said, the two sophomores really shining here on offense tonight.
Like to thank a few sponsors. Let's thank Tamir's Disposal Service in Farmington, Braylor's Truckers Supply in Farmington, Farmington Police, the North County Schools, and Craig Septic Service in Valley Mines. First and 10, and Corbin hands it off to Black. Black gets away from one tackler, busts through another one. I thought he might have been gone, but Duncan brings him down after 8 yards.
Yeah, Gavin Duncan actually playing it safe there. Usually your middle outside linebacker, you expect to see them somewhere at the line of scrimmage. Duncan playing a little bit more of a safety position on that one right there. Good thing he was, because Matt Black was on his way to the end zone.
It sure was. Black the single setback once again. Twins to the right side. One wide man off to the left, and Farmington jumps off sides again. I saw a couple of guys move, Aaron Wilson among them. And this is going to be one of those absolutely free Caldwell Banker, Holsey Real Estate, first downs.
Right now, the Farmington defense on their heels. North County just bringing it to them, getting a nice push up front, starting with the offensive line. Matt Black's been able to carry the ball really well tonight. Colton Foreman, he, he's sitting back there, and he's just picking apart the defense.
Check that stat sheet coming up here at the half. But you take out that return, I think North County's going to be ahead on the stat sheet. And Foreman keeps it, tracked down by Greco. And Foreman dives ahead for maybe three off of that left side. Foreman now with four carries, and he has a negative 4 yards. We invite you to go on to our Presbyterian Manners of Mid-America scoreboard. We'll check that out for you as we move along as well. Presbyterian Manners of Mid-America, the way you want to live. Go to farmingtonpresbyterianmanor.org and check out that scoreboard. It goes at mimoinfo.com. Play action fake. Looks down the middle of the field, and the pass is complete at the 10-yard line. And what a tremendous catch by Cole Ziegler after getting lit up on the catch by Tyson Gray. What a grab. And it's another big completion, this time of 14 yards.
Ziegler just running out of the slot there, kind of running that skinny post. Foreman puts it right on the money, takes a big hit, Ziegler does. But he holds on, brings it to the ground. We're going to get a few extra yards after that.
119 yards passing for Foreman, 91 of them going to Ziegler. They decline the penalty. They'll take that. Caldwell Banker Holsey, Real Estate, first down. And it's a first and goal right at the 10 for North County. And Cole Ziegler and Colton Foreman are in sync, my friends. Ziegler going to be the slot to the right side. And the wide out over there is Chandler. The give is to Black. He put it on the ground. And does Farmington have it? As the officials come in, Tyson Gray comes off the pile with the football. The Knights get it on the turnover. Oh, what a great drive, Luke Mell, by North County. In fact, we've seen them have two great drives that have ended in no points. One of them finished with a missed field goal. This one in a fumble.
No, it sure was. I mean, it's heartbreaking if you're North County after having a great drive, putting together, really getting some momentum going on offense. Definitely looked like North County was well on its way to putting it in for another touchdown. Farmington defense being pushed around a little bit tonight. Mm-hmm. Caught a break there.
So Farmington football at their own 10-yard line. They lead it 12-6. And let's take a 30-second timeout. When we come back, we will check that scoreboard for you. And we'll check that Presbyterian Manners of Mid-America scoreboard in 30 seconds on KREI.
Precious memories left behind bring us joy and peace of mind when we celebrate the lives of those we love.
Your memories are precious. That's why at Cozines, we take the time to find out what made your loved one special. You can count on us to help you plan a service that will be just as unique as the person you love.
Celebrate the lives of those you love.
Cozine Memorial Chapel, Farmington.
Farmington gets it back off the turnover, the fumble from Matt Black. Tyson Gray gets the fumble recovery. Here's Friedmeier under center, Duncan behind him, motion man Donovan Howard. Howard motions toward the formation, then he's going to set up shop in the slot right back to the right side. Wide receiver wide to the right over there is Brett Miller. Friedmeier still under center, marking it out. And after all that, it's just a give right behind the right guard. And Duncan leans forward for four. Let's check that Presbyterian Manor scoreboard, Luke.
All right, right now we've got another rivalry game down in St. Genevieve. The Dragons are taking on Valley Catholic. Valley Catholic right now well ahead in this one, 35-14. That one's still in the first quarter.
That's a lot of points.
Yeah, sure is. A Fredertown Herculaneum in a close one. 7-6, Fredertown's leading that one.
So the single setback in the fullback position once again is Duncan Friedmeier. Wants to air it out down the right sideline. And he was looking for his man, Brett Miller, but the ball tipped at the line of scrimmage. And that was goes incomplete for Friedmeier. He's 2-for-3 today. Completions to Greco and Bankhead for 31 yards. And it brings up a 3rd and 6 for the Knights.
For Cody Friedmeier, you don't mind a tip pass every now and then. One last week went for the game-winning touchdown.
That's right. That was a good point, Luke. Teddy Bankhead's the guy that caught it, and he's wide to the left side here on this 3rd and 6. Miller, wide to the right side. And Duncan is the single setback. Friedmeier back to pass, breaks the pocket. He tucks it, puts it in his left hand. He's hit by two men. He's going to be thrown down behind the line of scrimmage and sacked. Nice work that time by the North County defense. Tucker Smith gets the sack. And, boy, Luke, after fumbling deep in Farmington territory, what a great response by the North County D.
Sure was. You weren't sure how they would react to that, looking like they had a chance to maybe put it in for the touchdown and take the lead. Instead, they turned the ball over, and as you said, defense responds real nicely there and forces Farmington to a 3-and-out.
Friedmeier, the quarterback, is also the punter for Farmington, and he will punt this out of his own end zone if indeed he gets a good snap and holds on to it. Pruneau is the deep man, and a timeout now by the Knights will take it with them. It's 12-6, Farmington leading North County on the road. We're back in a minute on KREI.
Change. If you're like most people, that very word puts a knot in the pit of your stomach. Hi, this is Kim Hudson with Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. We recognize that the world is changing at a rapid pace with smartphones, internet searches, and apps for everything. At Coldwell Banker Holsey, we have kept up with the latest technologies in real estate, but more importantly, we live here, support our local communities, and still believe in personal touch. When you're ready to buy or sell your home, let us take the pain out of change. Coldwell Banker Holsey is located in beautiful downtown Farmington, or visit us online at coldwellbankerholsey.com.
As the summer comes to a close and the Friday night lights begin to shine, it's a sure reminder that fall's on the way. The heat from the summer has been your worst enemy when it comes to your tires. You need to consider replacing them before winter arrives. Brailers carries the most popular brands of passenger, light truck, and big truck tires like Continental, General, and many more at prices you won't be able to beat. Let Brailers help you get your vehicle winter ready. They're located about a mile south of the 221 exit, or you can call them at 756-8383.
Cody Friedmeier stands in his own end zone awaiting the snap from the deep snapper Aaron Wilson. And Sean Pruneau is the return man from North County. He stands at his own 46-yard line. Friedmeier will punt it from our right to our left. If the snap is good and he catches it well, the snap is good. He grabs it clean and puts it off that right toe. It's a short punt. Nose up, nose down. It does take a Farmington hop and rolling across the 45 to the 47-yard line. So North County will get good field position with 5 minutes and 19 seconds remaining in the first half. Farmington leads them 12 to 7. I think I said 12 to 6 earlier. I misspoke if I did say that. It's 12 to 7. Farmington leads by 5 points. 2 rushing touchdowns by Gavin Duncan. And for North County, a touchdown pass by Colton Poorman to Brian Chandler. North County will put 5'8", 210-pound sophomore Jalen Reed in the backfield. Matt Black has gotten most of the carries, 16 carries for him at 89 yards. But he's a tremendous wide receiver as well, and he'll be in the slot over to the left side. Poorman barks it out, first and 10 for the Farmington 47-yard line. Poorman keeps it, rushes it behind his right tackle. A lot of bodies there, and Poorman manages to scoot backwards and gain 4 more yards. It's a gain of 6.
Looks like the bus out there, Jerome Bettis, just barreling around. He's got some big old legs on him.
And he's on the positive side of the ledger. He had been negative yardage rushing to that point, but now 5 carries for Poorman, and he's got 2 positive net yards. Stats brought to us by Bloomsdale Bank. 2nd and 4 for North County. They've got it at the Farmington 41-yard line. North County has driven the ball on 2 impressive drives, only to be turned away with no points, a missed field goal, and then a fumble in their last possession. They give it to Black. Black uses his speed, tries to jet to the outside, but he's thrown backwards by Moon. He gets the corner, and maybe not all the way back to the line of scrimmage as Tyson Gray forced him out. And no, he actually stepped out back a ways, so it'll be a loss of 4 yards on the carry by Black.
Well, as good as Matt Black is running side to side and the speed there, that time he kind of just outdid himself, should have put his nose down and went ahead. Said loses about 3 or 4 yards there.
I think Farmington's Luke team speed on their defensive side better than it was last year.
They did a nice job trying to contain him, you know, not giving him that inside route there, keep pushing him to the outside.
Watch for Cole Ziegler. You know, we know how good of a wide receiver Matt Black is. Watch for Cole Ziegler. Watch for Brian Chandler right here. It's a 3rd and long, 3rd and 7 or 8, and those have been the 2 targets of Colton Poorman in this game. In fact, Poorman has completed 8 passes, every single one of them to one of those 2 guys. Chandler caught the big 14-yard touchdown pass, a 14-yarder after that, and 6 catches by Cole Ziegler for 91 yards. Timeout, North County. We'll step aside with him. It's a 12-7 lead with 4:25 remaining in the second frame. We're back in 30 seconds on KREI.
Who loves sports as much as you do? Mega Sports shares your love of sports for over 21 years now. Not just one sport, but all sports. And because they know sports, they carry the brands and items you need to get your game on. From shoes to apparel and equipment to team uniforms and names like Nike, Under Armour, Easton, Louisville Slugger, Mizuno, Rawlings, and more. So when you're in the game, remember, Mega Sports in Farmington.
In the field or on the field, it's Mega Sports.
12-7, Farmington on top of North County on the road. Both teams 1-0 on the season. North County with the football at the Farmington 45. They've got a 3rd-and-7 upcoming. Greg will have all the highlights and scoreboard for us at the half. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy halftime show. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy, specializing in special orders. If they don't have it in stock, they'll get it for you the very next day. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy, your total health care destination in Deloge, Fredericktown, and Ironton. Wide to the right side is Wanker. Matt Black in the slot right there. Off to the left side is Ziegler. Now you've got Ziegler and Chandler wide to the left side and Black to the right. Dangerous weapons all over the place. Ziegler, the motion man. Fake it to him. Poorman looking downfield. He's got a man wide open, and I mean wide open. Garrett Wanker. I mean, we're in Bonterre, and nobody even in Park Hills to cover him on that route. Touchdown strike by Poorman, 45 yards. And North County leads now, 13-12.
Well, you got to love that play right there. Spread them all out. Cole Ziegler goes in motion. They fake the jet sweep there. Poorman sells it perfectly there. And wide open downfield, the split in. Garrett Wanker just running down the seam. It's a strike. It's a touchdown. And North County's back on top.
Poorman, Luke, I mean, this kid is hot now. 9 for 12, 164 yards. And now here's the extra point that sails up and through. It's North County 14, Farmington 12. And we're back with your kickoff after this 1 minute with 4:18 remaining in the first half.
What is peace of mind? At Farmington Presbyterian Manors Assisted Living, it means you can worry less and enjoy more with a healthy balance of independence and support, plus access to quality care right where you live. So if you or someone you love is in need of extra care and attention that you can't get at home, let us help you find that lasting peace of mind. We now have openings in assisted living. To learn more, call Presbyterian Manor today at 756-6768 or visit farmingtonpresbyterianmanor.org. Together, we'll find the answers.
Many mortgage lenders sell the servicing rights to the loans they make. There's nothing wrong with that unless you have a loan problem. Then it can become a nightmare trying to reach a person who cares about your problem and, more importantly, is willing and able to work with you to solve that problem. At New Era Bank, we proudly state that we service the loans we make. Local people you can count on are here to help you if and when you have a need. That's what personalized customer service is all about. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
North County with a 45-yard touchdown pass, and Colton Poorman, the sophomore, has a hot hand. 164 yards, two touchdowns, no picks, and his efficiency, he's 9 for 12 on the evening so far. North County leading Farmington 14-12 on two missed extra point opportunities by the Knights. This kickoff is short. They don't want to go to Donovan Howard. Instead, they'll go to Bankhead. Bankhead with a return out to the 29-yard line, collared and ripped down by Brian Chandler. And Luke, as we recap the touchdown pass, a couple of great throws by Poorman, but Farmington has quite simply blown coverage on both of the touchdowns.
Well, they sure have, just leaving them wide open. And but I tell you what, Colton Poorman doesn't look like a sophomore out there. He looks like a well-seasoned senior out there, just throwing darts and strikes, eating them up. That was only a 3-yard drive, and it looked
like a three-play drive.
That was a 47-yard drive. The big one was a 45-yard pass from Coleman to Wanker for giving North County the lead.
4:18, the time of that touchdown. We're at 4:09 right now. Option play right side, the keeper by Friedman. And Friedmeier has some nice room to run. Good blocking by the line that time. It was just a speed keeper by him right there. 9-yard gain for Friedmeier. 5 carries for Friedmeier, 15 yards. Stats brought to us by Bloomsdale Bank. Farmington going with a little fastball offense right here. Motion man is Westbrook. Friedmeier chooses to keep it again. Different result this time, much different, as it's a 2-yard loss on a terrific tackle by the guy that's been catching all the passes tonight, or most of them anyway, Ziegler.
Farmington, just looking for it to get in a rhythm here, even on offense and defense both. They just haven't got much going. Everything's been North County pretty much, but Farmington only trails by 8 points.
Good tackle by Cole Ziegler. Farmington with a third and two. They had a second and one. Motion man Moon right here. Keeper by Friedmeier. And Friedmeier does bust his way forward for a first down here. It's a gain of 5 yards.
Nice job of selling the fake there on the option. And Friedmeier picking up most of the yards on this set of downs there and moving the chains.
Friedmeier not gambling quite as much this week as we saw him in week number one. Early on, he had some risky pitches. Cost him once, didn't cost him another time. And here's an injury timeout as we say thank you to County DeWitt Center in St. Genevieve. Say thank you to Crown Collision Center in Farmington, bringing us all of our Crown Collisions. Fleek's Equipment in St. Gent, our pregame show sponsor. Mega Sports in Farmington, sponsoring our coverage. And Home Pools and Spas in Ludington. Wrap up all of your Friday nights with our Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show, where we hear from all the coaches and have your highlights as well. We'll be looking for our Unico Bank play of the game. I don't think we've seen it yet.
Well, we've seen some good ones for sure. Yeah.
We had an easy choice last game. Of course, we had to wait a while for it.
Yeah.
First and 10 for the Knights. They've got the football at their own 44. Friedmeier, the quarterback, puts one wide to the right side. He's got a couple in the slot. Friedmeier rolling to the right on the design roll and the short route to Moon. And Moon scoots down the right sideline across the 50 for a gain of 10 yards.
I really like Braden Moon as a receiver. I think he can create a little bit of separation. He's got the speed. The kid's got a nice set of hands on him. He catches about everything that comes his way.
Really does. He caught a couple of balls last week, Luke, and neither one of them easy catches. He made them both look good. Looks like they're measuring on the far sideline, and it could be an inch short or so. They'll bring out the sticks. And
Farmington, after getting shut down on their last drive, finally starting to get a little bit of a rhythm here.
It's about an inch and a half short. Saw Friedmeier run a couple of keepers that were successful. See if we can get a time check on how much time is left in the first half. 2:52 remaining in the first half. So Farmington might have to go into a little bit more of a speed-up mode, but it makes this end of the quarter a little bit more difficult for particularly whoever is on offense, Luke, because you can't just look at the clock and know how much time is left.
Absolutely. I think it's a little bit extra pressure on the players, the coaches, and the officials as well.
Wide to the left side, that's Greco. Duncan going to be the fullback behind Friedmeier. Third, or rather second, in about an inch. Look for Friedmeier to keep here. And he runs an option play to the right side. He does keep, spins around, and he just kind of rides that wave forward for a 4-yard gain and a first down for the Knights.
It was Tappan Westbrook was the trail man there, and Cody looked for a second like he might want to pitch it again. Did a smart job, picked up the first down, just leaned forward and got the yards.
You know, Westbrook was open for the pitch, but there was too much traffic. I thought it was a good choice too, Luke. So Friedmeier, utilizing some good blocking by that offensive line, he rolls to his left, has a man open, but he flat missed him and missed him badly. Tappan Westbrook was wide open, 5 yards down the field, and Friedmeier missed him badly, rolling to his left, and then add to that Carson Kekek, putting Friedmeier on a keister after that incompletion.
I'll tell you what I've seen.
Oh, they're going to go either a push in the back or a pass interference against North County. I never even saw the flag, Luke.
I didn't see it downfield either.
No, I didn't either.
I'll tell you what, Cody Friedmeier rolling out to his left just never did get his shoulder squared up, and that was something I thought Brant Boosenbach did really well the last couple years here for Farmington. He could go out to his left and pass and throw just a good, accurate pass. I feel like Cody right now needs to work on that a little bit. You could tell there are some guys open out there. He just missed them.
Yeah, I agree with you. I thought Boosenbach had that skill down very well. 10-yard penalty for North County. Pushing the back right there. And it's another Caldwell Halsey Banker Real Estate first down. The Farmington Knights first and 10 at the 32 of North County. We're approaching 2 minutes. In this first half, a scoreboard broken, so we don't know exactly how long is left. Friedmeier hands it off to Duncan. That's power against power in the hole right there. And Duncan is thrown down one-on-one. That's a heck of a tackle by Jalen Reed right there.
I'll tell you right now, if you're Farmington, you might want to think about maybe going downfield a little bit more. Like I said, at a little bit of a disadvantage. Got to be underneath 2 minutes here in the half.
And exactly 2 minutes now remaining in this first half on a 2nd and 9. Westbrook, the motion man. Friedmeier drops back, airs it out down the right sideline, and the ball is in the air and then down on the turf. And a good battle over there with Moon locked up with Garrett Smith. Ball is incomplete. The ball actually went off of Smith's helmet. The coverage was so good.
It sure was. He was right there doing a little bit of face guarding. That could have been called for interference sometimes in that college and high school levels. They don't let you do that face guarding like it's a basketball move there, but didn't get him that time. But like you said, great coverage.
It would be a 48 or a 49 yard field goal from here. I'm thinking Farmington is probably in four down territory, and Friedmeier goes down under center. He's got twins to the left side. Duncan, the fullback. Friedmeier tosses it down the field, and a sliding catch by Greco, and there's your guy with the good hands team, Luke, down at the 17 yard line on a terrific sliding catch and a gain of 14 yards.
And that time I thought Cody Friedmeier rolling out to his left once again was able to get a little bit more squared up, actually put something on the ball there, hooted a little bit low. Greco made a great sliding catch there to pick up the first down.
Sure did. So another Caldwell Banker Ulti Real Estate, 1st and 10 for the Knights. We're under 2 to play. Friedmeier down under center. Westbrook motion man to the right side. The pull by Friedmeier. Faked it to Duncan. Friedmeier gets to the middle, to the 10, turns on the Jets, to the 5, and a touchdown by Friedmeier. Farmington executing in the final few minutes of this first half. It's an 18-yard touchdown run by Friedmeier, and the Knights are back on top, 18-14.
Farmington finally getting a little bit of rhythm here on offense, and there in the closing minutes of the half, able to really put something together.
What a run by Friedmeier, Luke, and what a piece of playmaking by the senior, as well as I thought he slid the ball in, sold it, and then pulled it and ran it, and now they're going to try to go for two. Well, the first couple of extra points didn't work so well. So Friedmeier under center, Duncan behind him. Friedmeier rolling to his right, looks to the end zone, passes it. Complete, Westbrook! The Knights capitalize on the two-point conversion. And they lead now 20-14. A great game, keeps getting better. And the Knights score the touchdown on the 18-yard run, and then Friedmeier to Westbrook for the two-point conversion. Farmington 20, North County 14. Your kickoff in 1 minute on KREI.
Hi, I'm Wendy Hicks, owner of the area's newest pizzeria called Nana's Brick Oven in Farmington. Bring your family and enjoy our relaxed atmosphere and eat some made-from-scratch pizza and bread knots cooked in a 100% wood-fired oven. We also have fresh salads with 3 homemade dressings, and we have bruschetta. Check us out on Facebook, Nana's Brick Oven. We're located at 1162 East Karsh Boulevard off Highway 00 in Farmington. Come and let Nana cook for you today.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
Terrific ball game at North County. Farmington on top, 20-14. They scored at the 142 mark of the second quarter. Here's the kickoff by Parker Hastings. He drives this one all the way back to the 2-yard line. Garrett Winker bringing it out from there, crosses the 20, and plowed down under at the 23-yard line. I believe that was Tyson Gray on the special teams hit right there. Luke, tell us about the touchdown drive by the Knights.
Well, Farmington, tell you what, it's been a great ball game so far, back and forth, and Farmington really looking to get something going, and they sure did on that last drive. 11 plays, 71 yards. Farmington takes it all the way down there, and Cody Friedmeier caps it off with an 18-yard scramble for the touchdown. Puts Farmington back on top in this one after the two-point conversion, 20-14, Farmington.
Well, with the way Colton Poorman's been locked in this game, this first half is far from over. Poorman going to run it himself right here, gets that snap, fakes it to Black, and shoves his way out behind that left tackle. And he gains 6 yards. Tough run by Colton Poorman. Poorman with 6 carries and 8 yards. Poorman has just been so razor sharp in the passing game. He's got 2 wides to the right side. Chandler and Ziegler, who have been ultra dangerous in this ball game. He looks to the right side, pump fake, now goes up top, wants Ziegler, wants Chandler, and the ball tapped away at the final moment on a terrific defensive play by Cody Wright. Probably the best coverage we've seen at Farmington tonight, Luke.
It was great coverage there, and then the tall guy Chandler, like you said, you just got to throw it up to him sometimes. It kind of went over his hands, and Ziegler almost looked like he had a chance to catch it there, but great coverage there by Farmington's defense.
Good work that time by Cody Wright. I don't think it was a bad choice by Poorman, the way he's been throwing the ball and the way his guys have been bringing it down.
I think Chandler could have came down with it. He's got the reach.
So it'll be a 3rd and 4 for North County. And Poorman is back in that pistol. Black behind him. Gives it off to Black. Black rushing left tackle. And Black has been within a whisker, Luke, of breaking a couple of huge ones. And this time Moon just nabs him after a 9-yard gain.
Yeah, got him around the ankles there, like you said. Otherwise, North County would have had the lead back in this game.
Poorman very slow to get up. And finally he does. And his lineman trying to help him up right there, Devin Mason. And I think a smart idea here by Dave Dallas with a sophomore quarterback really hurting but trying to play through it. He says, let's take a timeout here and just give you a breather, and we'll do the same. Just about a minute left in the first half. Farmington 20, North County 14. We may even see a new quarterback in 30 seconds on KREI.
Kerry Buckley Towing and Recovery in Park Hills offers 24-hour towing and wrecker service. Kerry Buckley and his employees pride themselves on quick and reliable towing, winching, lockouts, jump starts, and roadside service, as well as towing and wreck recovery for tractor trailers. Big to small, Kerry Buckley Towing and Recovery does it all. Just call 431-2117 or 756-4563 for dependable 24-hour service from Kerry Buckley Towing and Recovery.
Colton Poorman limping off to the sideline. I think he's going to be back. He's played such a wonderful first half, 164 yards passing. And Jason Meher and the 6'1", 190-pound junior in the quarterback now. It was a tight race in the summer as to who was going to become the starting quarterback. In fact, we caught up with Coach Dave Dallas just a few weeks before the season. He said, hey, both of these guys look really good. I'm not sure yet who's going to be the starter. So you've got a guy in Jason Meher and a junior that he does feel good about, but you're coming in with just a little bit more than a minute remaining in the second quarter of play and says, take us down the field. Now, Poorman, his limp is getting a little bit better. His helmet is back on. He's heading back out there, but they may keep him over at the sideline.
He's a kid. He's better. He wants to get back in the game right now. And boy, he's been having a great game so far.
Farmington called a defensive timeout. We're going to keep it right here for you. And, Luke, with all that adrenaline running right now, a lot of times if you get right back in there, on a tweaked angle, you know, sometimes it's the best if you sit around on it, let it swell up, and it's harder
true.
To get back out there sometimes.
Still looking like he got a pretty good limp there.
Well, he wants to get back out there,
he sure
doesn't he? I like this kid. If you haven't seen him play baseball, folks, Colton Poorman is a terrific, terrific baseball player. Did he get back in there? No, it's Meheran.
Yeah.
So Meheran will get back out there. And they're going to empty the backfield on Meheran's first play, Luke. I guess, are you going to say cut it loose, big boy?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, a little bit taller quarterback. And looks like we're going to see his arm right now.
Farmington running a man coverage with 2 deep over the top right here. 1st and 10 for North County at their own 40-yard line. Just about a minute left in the first half, and Farmington is on top. 20-14. The first snap to Meheran, and they want him to throw it. He's scrambling to the right side. Now he scrambles across the 40 to the 45, bluffs a pass, and he's ushered out of bounds at the 50-yard line. Pretty good first snap by Jason Meheran.
Yeah, and great awareness there, you know, handled the pressure really well, was able to pick up the first down, got out of bounds, stopped the clock.
That's another Caldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate first down. Selling our community 1 yard at a time. Good work by Meheran, and look who's back. It's Colton Poorman. Poorman says, this is too much fun. And he looks at a 1st and 10 now at the Farmington 49. So Poorman's back out there. Trips to the right, twins to the left side. Poorman back to pass. A flag on the play. Poorman breaks the pocket. He's got a 10-yard gain, and he's chopped down right there. Now there's a Farmington rusher, Luke, and I believe that was Ian Bernard, who was rushing the quarterback. All of a sudden, his helmet comes off. I thought it might have been a face mask. It is, but also a hold by the Farmington defense. So they may nullify. We may see a replay of the down.
Well, one thing we learned on that play, Colton Portman can still run there.
Yes. And we also learned that Ian Bernard has big hair.
Bernard does have big hair. Maybe that's why that helmet popped off.
So the personal foul to the face mask on the offense, the hold by the defense, and they're going, it looks like they're going to give, okay, now they're going to scoot it back. It, for a moment, it looked like they were going to give Portman the 9 yards. So it's the shove in the back, offset, let's try it again. All right. Kind of what we thought. Let's thank Nana's Brick Oven Pizzeria in Farmington, not only for our supper, but for sponsoring our coverage tonight. Sam Sism, Ford Lincoln of Farmington, KP Automotive in Farmington, and Caldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate in Farmington, sponsoring our first down line. Colton Portman limping his way back out there. He's going to try to take his team back down the field in a last-minute drive to put the Raiders back on top. And that limp, I think, is getting a little bit more pronounced. Yeah. 43 seconds now remaining in the first half. I want to thank the folks here in the box. And now we've got another timeout, this time by North County. So 43 seconds left, first and 10, North County. Farmington, 49-yard line. Knights lead, 20-14. And we're back after this one-minute pause on KREI.
You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you. Don't pay those franchise fees. LS, the major brand maker, offers a 5-year warranty, the best on the market. Compare the LS tractor to other brands. We know you will find more standard features, including the R4 industrial tire, quick attach loader, skid steer quick attach bucket, dual hydraulic remotes, and much more. Simply put, get more features, the best quality, and the best warranty with lower prices. We know you'll find yourself saving thousands below other major brands. Come see us at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment today, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Give us a call at 573-756-4353. You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you.
Colton Portman back in the shotgun after the timeout. Portman back in the pocket, floats one over the middle. A huge hit and pass interference, but it doesn't matter because Chandler brought it down again. And it's a gain of 24 yards as Portman put it right on the number.
Boy, he sure did. Can you duck? What kind of power is he going to have with that hurt ankle right now? Is he going to be able to plant and get real good base underneath him? But right there, fires a strike there, and Chandler bringing it down. Boy, this guy's just been on tonight.
He's been on fire. And it's a pass interference against Farmington. And Luke, that was easy to see because they hit Chandler way early. And he still came up with the catch. A tremendous grab by Chandler. Gain of 24 yards. Chandler's got 3 grabs for 52. How about the first half Colton Portman is putting together? He is 10 for 14 for 188 yards and 2 touchdowns. He's got trips to the right. He's got 2 men off to the left side. Holsey in the slot to the right. Ziegler further out in the slot, and Chandler is the wide man off to the right side. Twins to the left, and North County is going to be called for too much time on the clock here, maybe. As Portman kept looking over to the sideline. Now the officials bring the ball way back, and they're going to discuss a few things. If it's too much time, it's just a 5-yard penalty. They brought them, which would make the line of scrimmage the 31-yard line, but they brought the ball back all the way to the 44. I really don't know what's happening here. Are they going to nullify the catch?
Are they saying that the half's over with?
Even if they nullify the catch, they could take the pass interference yardage.
Well, yeah, if they didn't.
They're going to replay the down for some reason. So they say pass interference. Well, okay, now they're going to walk it off. Apparently, the officials got together and said no catch, and now they're going to take the pass interference yardage. Is that the way you're reading this?
Yeah, I think that's the way we're going to see it here.
So a 15-yard pass interference penalty assessed against Farmington. The officials got together and said no catch. Okay, Portman back in the gun. All day to throw the ball, but this time he airs it down the left side. And Moon was the closest man to it and couldn't haul it in.
Boy, it looked like Tappan Westbrook, the safety, was making a play on it, and Moon went up to catch it. And talking about him being so sure-handed there.
Luke, what happened there? And we're going to explain this. I figured it out. If North County takes the catch, time would have run out.
Uh-huh. Yep.
What they did, we didn't know that because
we don't have a scoreboard.
The officials are keeping time on the field. Nobody actually knows how much time is left. So what happened is North County had the completion. If they would have taken that completion, time would have run out on the first half. It would have been over. If you take the defensive penalty, the half can't end on a defensive penalty. So North County got one more shot at it.
Play. That's why we saw the Hail Mary there.
Yeah. So even though they would have gained more yardage had they taken the catch, the half would have been over, and they say, okay, we'll take the penalty so we get one more shot at the end zone. What a first half, huh? Other than the clock not working, pretty good stuff.
No kidding. Something else out there.
All right, so at the half, Farmington 20, North County 14. Greg's got your Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy halftime show coming up next right here on KREI. Thanks for joining us on your Football Friday night right here on Regional Radio. Chad Speaker and Luke Mell with your call on AM 800 KREI. Farmington on the road at North County. And the Knights lead it 20-14 here at the break. I want to thank Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy, our halftime show sponsor. They specialize in special orders. If they don't have it in stock, they'll get it for you the very next day. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy, your total health care destination in Deloge, Fredericktown, and Ironton. It's been a unique night here at North County. The clock has never worked tonight, so the folks here in the booth are doing their best to keep track of the clock, the official time being kept on the field by the referees. So we don't ever really know how much time is left. We can keep track of the score. We can do that for you. But we don't actually know. Nobody really does except the officials what the actual time in the game is. And that did come into play a couple of times, as the teams don't really know that either, unless they specifically ask the officials. We also gave you a rundown of the Bloomsdale Bank stat sheet just a little bit earlier. And that Bloomsdale Bank stat sheet dominated by North County, but yet the Farmington Knights lead in this game. Why? Well, two plays. And in particular, two drives by North County. North County's opening drive goes 64 yards. They take it from their own 22 to the Farmington 14, but they missed a field goal. So 64 yards, but no points there. A later drive by North County goes 70 yards. They take it from their own 20 over to the Farmington 10, but fumble it back to the Knights. So 70 yards there. Those two drives accounting for 134 yards, but no points. Now, you take a look at what Farmington did in one of their touchdown drives. They only had to go 10 yards. It was a 75-yard kickoff return by Donovan Howard that set up a 10-yard touchdown drive that lasted only one play. So you take a look at maybe some of the hidden plays. A fumble, a missed field goal, a big kickoff return by the Knights, and even though North County is dominating the stat sheet in many areas, it's Farmington on top right now, 20-14. We've got your second half coming up, and we'll do it in 2 minutes on Super Talk 800. Farmington leads at the break, 20-14 at North County.
Who loves sports as much as you do? Mega Sports shares your love of sports for over 21 years now. Not just one sport, but all sports. And because they know sports, they carry the brands and items you need to get your game on. From shoes to apparel and equipment to team uniforms. And names like Nike, Under Armour, Easton, Louisville Slugger, Mizuno, Rawlings, and more. So when you're in the game, remember, Mega Sports in Farmington.
In the field or on the field, it's Mega Sports.
What is peace of mind? At Farmington Presbyterian Manors Assisted Living, it means you can worry less and enjoy more with a healthy balance of independence and support, plus access to quality care right where you live. So if you or someone you love is in need of extra care and attention that you can't get at home, let us help you find that lasting peace of mind. We now have openings in assisted living. To learn more, call Presbyterian Manor today at 756-6768 or visit farmingtonpresbyterianmanor.org. Together, we'll find the answers.
Many mortgage lenders sell the servicing rights to the loans they make. There's nothing wrong with that unless you have a loan problem. Then it can become a nightmare trying to reach a person who cares about your problem and, more importantly, is willing and able to work with you to solve that problem. At New Era Bank, we proudly state that we service the loans we make. Local people you can count on are here to help you if and when you have a need. That's what personalized customer service is all about. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Wendy Hicks, owner of the area's newest pizzeria called Nana's Brick Oven in Farmington. Bring your family and enjoy our relaxed atmosphere and eat some made-from-scratch pizza and bread knots cooked in a 100% wood-fired oven. We also have fresh salads with 3 homemade dressings, and we have bruschetta. Check us out on Facebook, Nana's Brick Oven. We're located at 1162 East Karsh Boulevard off Highway 00 in Farmington. Come and let Nana cook for you today.
Well, a squib kick by North County to start the second half. Probably a pretty smart play. It's covered up by Colby Barnes. After 2 big returns in the first 2 weeks, nobody really wants a piece of Donovan Howard, and I can understand why. So what that costs North County is good field position for Farmington, as Farmington will start this second half at their own 42-yard line. First drive of the second half for the Knights begins at their own 42. Cody Friedmeier leads his team out there. Gavin Duncan right behind him. Duncan had a 100-yard rushing game against Fox in week number one. He's got 36 yards at the half here in week number two on 7 carries. Friedmeier takes a look at the alignment, checks over to the sideline, comes back down under center now. He's got twins to the right side. He's got a motion man moon. Here's Duncan now. Duncan blasting over the right tackle. He slams his way forward for, well, if it isn't a first down, it's going to be very close. It looked like a 10-yard gain by Duncan. And Farmington forced North County to stay down in their stance for a long, long time. Duncan took advantage of it as he blew over that right tackle for 10 yards. Call it 9.5. They're not going to quite move the sticks right there. And one man is down. It would be a night where cramps really do come into play. And there also is a flag down on the field. And so Duncan will not get credit for that 10-yard run. This one's going to be nullified by a penalty against the Knights. Hey, here's Luke Mell joining me once again.
Out of breath. I'll tell you what, it's a madhouse down there.
It's packed, isn't it?
It
I mean,
is.
The North County side is all packed. The Farmington side is all packed, and folks are just ringing around the track as well.
It is. We're seeing a heck of a ball game today.
Good ball game. Stat sheet dominated by North County, but Luke, a couple of plays. A fumble by North County, a missed field goal, and then the big kickoff return by Donovan Howard. Really the difference to put Farmington
sure
out
is.
Front here.
Farmington just taking advantage of some of those miscues by North County, and that's got them to lead in this ballgame.
Holy smokes, this is a spot penalty, and it's going to be a 17-yard penalty against Farmington. That'll set them way back. It's a first, and they've got to get just about down to Elvins for a first down here.
And Elvins down there by the old Shamrock.
Holy smokes. So here's Friedmeier under center. And they'll just go with the, well, off-tackle run by Friedmeier. He actually kept it, kind of faked it to Duncan, and he stopped right in his tracks. No gain by Friedmeier. Farmington actually had the ball at their own 42 to start things because of the squib kick, and then it was a 10-yard run by Duncan. That was nullified by the penalty, and now the Knights are way back in their own territory, back to their own 23. Friedmeier under center. He's got 3 skill position players off to his right. Drops back 2 passes. It's a straight drop. Now he rolls to his right. He's got some room to run. Instead, he sails it out. And a very surprising result, Luke, as it was a diving attempt by Moon, and it wasn't an easy catch, but it went in and out of his hands.
It did, just a little bit high there. Moon, not the tallest guy on the field, but I tell you what, we've seen him make some great catches already this year. Had a chance to bring that one down. That would have been good for a first down. That was a pretty impressive run and throw there. Just Moon couldn't bring it in.
And we say surprising, not because it was necessarily a bad drop, but we've seen Moon make plays like that already.
Absolutely. It wasn't an easy catch, like you said, but you know this kid's got the ability to make that catch.
So North County looking to hold right here. After it looked like Farmington was going to be on the march, the penalty sets them back. North County defense stiffens up. And Farmington looking at a 3rd and 26 right here. They're just going to go with a pitch to Tappan Westbrook. Westbrook is corralled in the backfield and thrown down for a 2-yard loss. North County holds.
Well, not the way you wanted to start the half after kind of getting by with a couple there in the first half and squeaking into halftime with the lead. North County defense comes out and makes a statement.
Not the way Farmington wanted to start the half. Exactly. The way North County wanted to start that second half. Friedmeier steps back to punt, and Pruneau is the deep man. The snap is way over Friedmeier's head. And Friedmeier fumbles it out of the back of the end zone, and we've got a four-point game now. Farmington led at the half 20-14. They lead now 20-16 with the kick upcoming.
And that was a safety right there out of the end zone, snapped over the punter's head. That right there, special teams already playing a huge part in this game. Worked out for Farmington. They got a touchdown out of a great kickoff return by Diamond Howard in the first half. Right there, that one cost them 2 points and the possession. North County's going to have great field position coming in.
So 20-16, Knights on top by four. It'll be North County football as they receive either a punt or a kick coming up in 30 seconds on KREI.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
A lot of times you'll see teams punt after a safety. Farmington will choose to kick this thing, and it'll be Parker Hastings. He's got the ball teed up at the Knights' 20-yard line after the safety. It's Ziegler and Black, the deep men, to return it for North County. And you know North County wants to use this thing as a momentum and take the lead right back from the Knights here.
Well, Farmington definitely didn't look like they could stop the North County offense in that first half, and they kind of, the only times they got stopped was when they stopped themselves.
Parker Hastings with a good boot, and it's taken by Ziegler at his own 28. He brings it out across the 40 to the 45 and driven down right there. You talk about Farmington's inability to slow North County down, Luke. Last year in this game, the Farmington defense held North County to 152 total yards. Tonight, in the first half alone, Colton Poorman throws for 164.
Well, I tell you what a difference maker he was. Had an ankle injury there in the first half, but he's back out there again right now. Looks like he's ready to play.
You know, a sophomore, his coach already calls him a great leader. He's not only shown great skill tonight, but toughness as well. And you can see the leadership.
Absolutely.
First and 10 for North County. They've got it at their own 42-yard line. They're very late to get this play in. They're all kind of standing around. 3 seconds remaining on the play clock. Poorman trying to get it off with 1 second remaining. And instead, Dave Dallas says, let's just call a timeout and get this thing right. So they do that. And we'll be back with North County's first snap of this possession at their own 42-yard line. The Farmington on top, 20-16. And we'll tell you about all that after this 1 minute pause on Supertalk 800.
You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you. Don't pay those franchise fees. LS, the major brand maker, offers a 5-year warranty, the best on the market. Compare the LS tractor to other brands. We know you will find more standard features, including the R4 industrial tire, quick attach loader, skid steer quick attach bucket, dual hydraulic remotes, and much more. Simply put, get more features, the best quality, and the best warranty with lower prices. We know you'll find yourself saving thousands below other major brands. Come see us at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment today, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Give us a call at 573-756-4353. You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you.
Matt Black dots the offset eye in the backfield on the left side, gets the carry, spins off of Tappan Westbrook and gains 2 yards. Nice job in the interior of the defensive front by Farmington to stretch that out. And you know Westbrook can come in and close, but Black is so good at avoiding initial contact and really made something out of nothing there, Luke.
He sure did. He did a great job. He kind of starts off going backwards on a lot of his runs, but usually gets that full head of steam and gets something.
Poorman quickly throws it to the right side. That's to Ziegler. Ziegler on a narrow curl route. He's thrown down by Cody Wright after another 2-yard gain. Ziegler now with 93 yards receiving on 7 catches. He's had a great night.
He sure has. He's made a lot of like back shoulder catches, and he really has just been in the right spot. Sure-handed kid for a sophomore. Runs pretty good routes. Gets open.
So a 3rd and 6 upcoming for North County. A run and a pass so far. It'll be Jalen Reed in the backfield with Poorman. Poorman rolls to the right side, looks down the field. Good coverage. The ball's tipped up in the air and incomplete. And terrific coverage that time by Cody Wright. Cody, Luke, checks in at 5'10". The guy he was covering, Brian Chandler, is 6'5". And Poorman probably threw that just a little bit low.
A little bit low for the big guy right there. And like you said, excellent defense. But I tell you what, Eric Ziegler out of the slot wide open right there on that seam route. That could have been a first down and then some. Coleman just, Colton Poorman missed him there.
So each defense holds, and here's Brian Chandler to kick it away. I think somebody broke the huddle with 12 players. Yeah, illegal substitution. Because the official, you could see him look at the alignment, nothing had happened, and he immediately blows the whistle. Did I say whistle?
The whistle?
I meant to say whistle.
You're getting dehydrated up here, aren't you?
Yeah, I think
better
so.
Get that other... bottle of water.
So they'll scoot North County back 5 yards. Legal substitution. That'll set them back just 5. Tyson Gray is the return man. Kind of an interesting choice as a return guy. 6'3", about 210. Very good athlete. You saw him as a freshman on the basketball team be a starter. And they feel like his upside, his ceiling, might even be higher on the football field. Snap is slow, but it does arrive. And the ball is booted, and it's a bomb. Gray thought he would field it. Then he runs away from it. It rolls around and finally settles at the Farmington 10-yard line. What a kick by Chandler.
That was a great punt there and way to flip the field for North County.
Terrific kick by Chandler. That gives Farmington the long field here. Knights will take over on their own 10-yard line. Farmington, last time, started at their own 42, immediately gained 10 yards. A hold put them back. They were looking at a first and 27, and then never really got anything going after that. So the Knights work with it. Once again, their second possession of the second half. Trying to get the proper personnel on the field. A late arriving lineman comes on. That's Chase Fishbeck. And it looks like they've got what they want here. So Friedmeier comes down under center. Duncan has played almost the entire night at that fullback spot. Here's Donovan Howard. He gets a quick pitch, and Howard trying to attack that right corner. Donovan gets a block. He rushes it out across the 20-yard line to the 23. Boy, that's not a bad combo, Luke Mel, when you can put Duncan out in front of Howard at the lead blocker.
Well, that's kind of what we've been waiting for. We thought Donovan Howard, if he can get a little bit of open space, he can really get going down the field right there with a 12, 13-yard gain on first down. That's what we're talking about.
Let's see if they saddle the big man up here. 5'10", 195-pound junior, and he's the fastest man on the team as well. So Duncan is the fullback. Howard, once again, going to be that wing back off to the left side. This time the motion man is Miller. They give us to Duncan straight up the gut. Some pretty good hitting going on. It's Tucker Smith. Finished out the play. Gain of just a pair for Dunk.
Yeah.
Eight carries, 38 yards for Duncan tonight. Be a second, and he called a short eight or a long seven, if you like. Howard, the wing to the left side. It's Moon, the wing to the right. Duncan is the fullback. Wide receiver Greco off to the left side, and they've got a tight end in the alignment as well. Friedmeier comes down under center now. Friedmeier with just a quick pass over to the left side. It's tipped, but it's caught by Greco. He hustles it out to the 30 on a gain of 4, and the second pass this season we've seen tipped and then completed for the Knights.
I'll tell you what, Alex Greco heads up, concentrating after that tip ball to bring it in and actually pick up some positive yardage on that play.
The first tip ball yielded even better results, Luke Mel.
A walk-off touchdown win.
That's exactly what it was. An overtime winner for the Knights to Teddy Benke last week against Fox. It's a 3rd and 4 for Farmington. Wide side of the field is the right side. That's where Greco goes. Friedmeier under center. Motion man. Howard, they pitch it to him. Donovan trying to attack on the right side. He's hit in the backfield and driven down. Tremendous piece of defense that time as Tucker Smith finished it off. And Donovan Howard couldn't even get back to the line of scrimmage. It's a loss of a yard for him.
It sure was. What an outstanding play on defense. Like you said there, closing off that outside, having great containment there. We knew what happens if Howard gets to the outside. Great job to force fourth down.
So Farmington put in a punting situation right here. A lot of times we'll see the Knights start with a regular offensive formation because their punter is Friedmeier, their quarterback. And then what they'll do is they'll shift and drop him back to punt it. And Pernod adjusts accordingly. The snap gets to him this time. Friedmeier bombs this thing. This thing is a missile, bouncing at the 25. It does take a North County hop, but he sailed that one through the air. That'll be first and 10 for North County at their own 27-yard line. Farmington still on top, 20-16 here in the third. And we'll be back after this 30-second pause on KREI.
Kerry Buckley Towing and Recovery in Park Hills offers 24-hour towing and wrecker service. Kerry Buckley and his employees pride themselves on quick and reliable towing, winching, lockouts, jump starts, and roadside service, as well as towing and wreck recovery for tractor trailers. Big to small, Kerry Buckley Towing and Recovery does it all. Just call 431-2117 or 756-4563 for dependable 24-hour service from Kerry Buckley Towing and Recovery.
Innovative Warehousing and Distribution in Farmington is a proud supporter of the area athletes. Innovative Warehousing and Distribution in Farmington encourages all athletes to work hard and keep your direction. The key word to a winning team is work. Innovative Warehousing is a proud supporter of the community and area high school sports. This message brought to you by your friends at Innovative Warehousing and Distribution in Farmington.
County football after the punt. North County has it at their own 27-yard line. Let's thank a few sponsors now that we have a moment. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacies in Deloge, Fredericktown and Ironton, Presbyterian Manor in Farmington, TG Missouri in Perryville, and Brad Wooten Autobody in Ironton. Well, it's that Caldwell Baker Holsey Real Estate first down here for North County. Colton Pullman brings the troops back to the line of scrimmage. Farmington leads by four, the only scoring in the second half. Has been a safety by North County on a wild snap over Farmington's punter's head. A fake now, now a give to Black. Black tries to get around that left corner, and that's a crown collision, my friends. He was stoned. Who hit him right there? That's a huge hit by Moon right there, Luke. We have not seen Black go down on the initial hit very often, but Moon got all over him there.
He sure has, and Farmington's defense adjusting a little bit there. Matt Black was running all over them in the first half. Here on these first two series, they look like they're kind of maybe starting to adjust a little bit better.
We call that the full moon, don't we?
The full moon.
Yeah. That's the full Braden Moon right there.
The full Braden.
He brought all 145 pounds. Second and 12. Poorman runs a straight QB keeper. He tries to get around the left side, and he gets back to the original line of scrimmage. Moon is there with another stick as Poorman gains 2 yards, and coming right off the bottom of that pile, Tanner Murphy. Third and 10 upcoming for North County.
You know, the sophomore quarterback still walking around a little bit with a limp out there, but Colton Poorman, obviously they think that ankle's all right if they're calling that QB keeper
yeah.
for him.
Yeah, that's a good point. It didn't seem like the going to the locker room and you know, waiting around and resting hurt him on the ankle. Third and 10, and there's Brian Chandler. Wide to the right side. Locked up with Cody Wright. He's got a huge size advantage. Cody Wright, 5'10". Chandler, 6'5". Now they'll flood the right side with three wide receivers. Colton Poorman back to pass. Looks over the middle. And this time Poorman was just off the mark to Ziegler. We haven't seen that hardly at all tonight. This will be a hold going against North County. It'll be declined. Poorman has been so sharp tonight, Luke. It was almost surprising to see him miss a target right there.
It sure was. And here I think his last two pass plays. I think on this one he missed Matt Black, who was the furthest inside slot receiver. He was open underneath there. Probably could have ran for the first down, especially with his speed. I think he's missed his last two reads a little bit there. But he said other than that, he's been pretty sharp tonight.
The defenses are winning the second half. Only 2 points being scored in the second half. It was a special teams two-pointer. Bad snap by the Knights over the head of the punter. Friedmeier goes out of the back of the end zone. And now we've got number 7 punting to number 7. 6'5 to 6'3.
Yeah, you gotta,
it's kind of a weird looking field.
You're going to get that number. You got to he'll be over 6'4", I think.
I know. So Chandler has the snap almost go over his head, but once again he's 6'5", and he slams this one. And this is a – oh, my goodness. He rolls this across the 20 to the 16-yard line. He kicked that at about his own 20. That's a 64-yard punt, Luke.
Special teams playing a big part in this game tonight.
Sure
I tell
is.
You what.
I think Farmington winning the kickoff game – North County winning the punting game, I guess you could say. And North County wins the extra point game barely. Well, maybe it's even because Farmington got a two-point conversion on three touchdowns. North County got two extra points, so maybe that's a push. I don't know. I think I'd rather feel good about my PAT team.
As wild as this game has been, Farmington still with the lead, 20-16 right now in the third quarter.
So a nice run by Donovan Howard on the last possession, and Donovan behind Duncan right here. And now he'll shift over to that wingback spot. Friedmeier comes down under center. Duncan behind him. Westbrook, the motion man. The give is a keeper now by Friedmeier. It didn't look like Duncan really had any space to run. And so it was a nice read by Friedmeier. The bad news from him, he didn't have anywhere to run either. And he's pounded down by Sean Pernot.
I think both running the techs just kind of at a standstill right now. The opposing defenses on both teams have really, really stepped it up here in the second half.
I think it's been adjustments, halftime adjustments?
I think so.
Maybe. Greco, the wide receiver to the left side. Howard's in the slot off to the right. And Duncan will be the single fullback setback. There's a wing to the right side for the Knights as well. Friedmeier checking out this second and nine. And Friedmeier runs this keeper, and that was just a kind of a speed keeper by Friedmeier. He got out on the outside of it, shoulder of his right tackle quickly, and they gained 5 yards. Pretty good keeper.
That sets him up in a nice position for this third down here. A lot more manageable. Opens up the playbook a little bit more.
11 carries, 48 yards on the ground for Friedmeier. According to our Bloomsdale Bank stat sheet, 59 yards passing. Not a lot through the air for Farmington here tonight. The Knights taking a look at the third and three. They'll set Howard off to the slot to the right side, dunking the single setback. Now Howard is a motion man, and they'll go option play right side. Friedmeier keeps. Oh, he blasts over a man. Oh, he just flat ran over a dude and gets out to the 45-yard line. And Cody Friedmeier channeling his best Brant Boosenbark on a 22-yard gain. That's a Crown Collision right there, my friends. Crown Collision Center at Crown Motors, where customers bring their friends. Customers don't bring their friends to get in the way of Cody Friedmeier, though. Boy, he blasted a dude there. First and 10 for the Knights. It's one of those Caldwell Baker Holsey Real Estate first downs. And now Friedmeier gives it on the trap to Duncan. Duncan over the top of two guys. He's plowing his way forward. The Knights playing some power football. A gain of 17 for Big Dunk.
Farmington really finding some holes here in this North County defense. They'll break off a couple of really nice runs here on this series.
9 carries for Gavin Duncan, 55 yards. Farmington desperately wants this score. We'll try to get a check of how much time is left in the third quarter for you here. And as we take a 2:42 remaining in the third frame, we thank the folks up here in the booth for helping us out. Donovan Howard, the motion man. And the give is to Duncan this time, off tackle. Or did Friedmeier keep that thing? Yeah, Friedmeier kept it. And he got taken down right at the line of scrimmage on a nice play by Tyler Johnson and Carson Kekek. No gain for Friedmeier there. Friedmeier's got 13 carries. He's got 70 yards rushing. Farmington being outplayed badly in the first half in terms of total yardage. But they're winning that battle here in the second half. We'll check the numbers. Duncan, the fullback. Donovan Howard, the wingback, off to the left side. Right between the guards, they go to Duncan. And Duncan is stoned right between the guards. There's some Raiders getting out there and standing tough in the middle of the line that time. We've got Eli Claywell. 215 pounds, but he didn't play like it there. A gain of just a yard for Duncan. And now it's a third and long for the Knights. They've got it at the North County 37-yard line on a third and nine. Friedmeier with two wings. He's got a fullback, Bankhead to the right, Greco off to the left side. Farmington delays the call, looks over to the sideline, maybe changes the play. Friedmeier back down under center, barks it out. Straight drop back for Friedmeier. Slings the pass over to the right side, and it's wide of Bankhead, and a very late flag. It was not a flag. It didn't seem that came in the holding box, but it didn't seem to come in the defensive backfield either. I'm not sure what we're going to see here.
Interesting to see.
Personal foul, North County.
Wow, I wonder what that. Didn't see anything there.
Luke, we saw a personal foul at Fox give Farmington a second-half touchdown. That was huge. If they get a touchdown here, we'll remember this call.
Definitely be another game changer here. Friedmeier, as he kind of stumbled out of his drop back there, I think that's what kind of gave him the overthrew his receiver there to the corner.
Did he get tagged late?
No, I don't believe it was okay. He got hit late. I think he kind of stumbled out of his dropping back there.
But Farmington will get a Caldwell Banker Holsey first down out of this. Caldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate in Farmington, selling the community 1 yard at a time. Personal foul on North County. And Farmington now has their best field position of the second half. They've got a first and 10 at the North County 22-yard line with around 2 minutes to play here in this third quarter. And the Knights lead 20-16. Friedmeier under center. Duncan is behind him. Howard the motion man. They pitch it to him right side. Reaches, cuts back. Howard to the 20, to the 15. Howard to the 10. Oh, he turns on the Jets, and he is gone. Donovan Howard, a bullet down the right sideline, and a 22-yard touchdown run. Donovan Howard, Farmington leads now, 26-16.
Well, just an electric play by Donovan Howard right there, and we've been calling for it, Chad, and I tell you, we knew he was one of the most explosive players on the field, and right there, he ducks and dodges and just sprints down the sideline, and that's a big statement drive there, and like you said, remember, this is kind of all set up on a third down personal foul from North County.
Once Donovan Howard, Luke, gets those shoulders east and west and gets the body moving north-south, he's alone. Farmington going to go for two here. They lead it by 10, 26-16. Friedmeier comes down under center. Greco wide to the left side. It's Dunk at the fullback. Westbrook going to be the motion man here. They'll go with the trap play this time to Moon, and Moon slams his way forward and slams his way in. Farmington's two-point conversion successful, and the Knights lead it by 12, 28-16. We're in the third quarter right here. And 28-16, Farmington is on top in this one after the touchdown and 59 seconds remaining in the third frame. We're back with your kickoff after this. 1 minute pause on KREI.
TG Missouri produces steering wheels, airbag side molding, interior and exterior plastic trim components for automobiles. Since its establishment in 1986, the company has maintained steady growth as a high-quality producer of plastic and urethane products. Its primary product is molded steering wheels produced by Reaction Injection Molding Process. TG Missouri also proud to be a part of the community and committed to being a good corporate citizen and partner in Perryville.
This is Debbie Hamby with Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy. We know you have lots of choices when it comes to finding a pharmacy. Those choices promise things like friendly staff, shorter wait times, free delivery, and knowing you by name. At Parkland Health Mart, all of those things are a given. We want you to choose us for our ability to provide things like medication synchronization, immunization services, medical equipment sales and service, and free wellness classes, including diabetic education. Come see us today in Deloge, Fredericktown, or Ironton, because we are your total health care destination.
Parker Hastings comes on to boot this thing away. It's a high, deep kickoff. It runs Ziegler all the way back to his 1 yard line. Ziegler coming out across the 15 and stretches it to the 25-yard line before he's met by a pack of tacklers led by Moon. Farmington leads Luke Mell 26-16. A late flag will tell you what's going on there, but Luke, let's go ahead and recap the touchdown drive by Farmington.
All right, after virtually doing nothing here in the second half so far, Farmington takes the drive from their own 16-yard line and goes 84 yards in just seven plays with the help of a personal foul on North County defense there. But Donovan Howard runs it in from 22 yards out to extend the Knights' lead right now. It's 28-16 Farmington in the third quarter.
I think I said 26-16, didn't I? I messed that up. Thanks, Luke. Very helpful.
Picking you up there, Chad.
Yeah, that's nice of you to do that. I appreciate that. Got to keep me straight, man, especially with no scoreboard out there right now. So 28-16, Knights lead by 12. Now, Farmington returns the favor on a personal foul on the kickoff, but it's not only how many penalties you get, it's when you get them too, Luke, and that was a big one.
Yeah.
So Colton Poorman and company looking at a two-touchdown hole right here. The Farmington defense going to see if they can withstand the second half attack by Colton Poorman. They couldn't withstand the first half attack really all too easy. Poorman threw for 164 first half yards. He has only 2 passing yards in the second half. Colton gets the direct snap. He hands it off to Matt Black. Matt Black, nowhere to go up the middle, takes it around that left end, nowhere to go there. He's dumped for no gain on the play. Farmington swarming around in pretty good fashion right there. And as the Knights unpile, Tappan Westbrook comes off the bottom of that pile. You know, I talked to Tappan this summer at the training camp, and he said, you know, when I first started playing football, I really didn't like that. I liked the hit, but then I figured out I'm probably never going to be bigger than anybody. I better suck it up and start hitting people. And he said it's worked out pretty well for me.
No kidding.
Second and 10. For North County, they've got it at the Farmington 41. Play action fake to Black. Poorman goes up top, throws it over the middle. This time it's tipped. And I don't know if Farmington has made an adjustment, Luke. I'm sure they have. I mean, I'm sure they've made an adjustment. I don't know what it is, but maybe they're getting to Poorman a little bit. But that one was tapped. Colton, the last one, he threw down on the turf.
I think the defensive line got in there, getting a little bit more pressure in there. And Colton, not the biggest, not the tallest guy out there. So we've seen him drop back and really just rear back and throw the ball. He's got a heck of an arm on him. That time it just got blocked at the line of scrimmage.
I guess, you know, you think about it, it's hard to be as good and as accurate as he was in the first half for an entire game. And he throws this one right in the hands of Gavin Duncan. And it surprised Gavin. He nearly picked it for a six-pointer going the other way, but it got on him so fast it surprised him. And he dropped it. It was a slant route. Poorman was trying to throw it about 7 yards down the field, and it hit Duncan about 4 yards down the field, too hot to handle. But it's a three and out. Farmington forces North County to punt here. I think Farmington did change some schematic things as they're clogging those passing lanes with more success than they did in the first half. Boy, we've seen some awesome punting tonight by Brian Chandler. He gets this one, and this is a low line drive punt. It takes four hops, and Tyson Gray runs away from it. This takes another huge, huge roll. It's rolling inside of the 15, down to the 12. Chandler punted that thing from about his own 30.
Really setting up North County's defense in some good position right here. Special teams, it's still a close game. I mean, only a 12-point game at this point.
Chandler has really done his job in the punting game. Got a touchdown pass as well. Was that the final play of the third quarter? Both teams going to their sidelines, and indeed that was the final play of the third quarter. And we go to the fourth with Farmington on top by 12 points, 28-16. Farmington with the football. We start your fourth quarter in 1 minute on Supertalk 800.
At Home Pools and Spas, we're your home for outdoor water fun all year long. Plan on saving hundreds, even thousands, while creating your own at-home vacation. We're making room for new inventory, and all in-stock spas must be sold. Say goodbye to wintertime blahs. Say hello to family fun. Home Pools and Spas. Come see us on the Outer Service Road just south of the Ludington exit on Highway 67. Or call us, 431-SPAS. When it comes to family fun, there's no place like home.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
We'll give you a check of that Presbyterian Manors of Mid-America scoreboard coming up here in just a moment. But let's go ahead and get this Farmington drive started. Another tremendous punt by Brian Chandler, pinning Farmington inside its own 15-yard line, down to the 12 for the Knights. And here's Friedmeier. He runs the keeper. Friedmeier with a nice read on the defense. 280-pound nose tackle Devin McDaniels hops on for the ride as Friedmeier takes him down to the 18-yard line, a gain of six. Luke's going to access our Presbyterian Manor scoreboard here for us. Friedmeier runs for 7 yards, 14 carries for Friedmeier, and 77 yards rushing for him. And that's from our Bloomsdale Bank scoreboard. Friedmeier runs another keeper this time. He's across the 20 to the 22, nearing first down yardage. Doesn't quite have it. Call it a gain of two, and it's a third of one. Valley was rolling earlier.
Yeah, they are, still are. It's 49-14, Valley Catholic over St. Genevieve. That game over on J98 from Presbyterian Manor High School scoreboard right here. And another game of interest around the area. Fredericktown's leading Herculaneum 34-14.
Nice job by Fredericktown. The give is to Duncan, and Duncan is hammered behind the line of scrimmage. Farmington had a 3rd and 1, and they lost 2 yards. Well done by North County. They needed a stop badly, and I think they just got it. Great job, Tyler Johnson. Carson Kekek, Eli Claywell, terrific play.
Really, yeah, still in the lanes there. They knew where the ball was going. Gavin Duncan, the big guy up the middle. North County defense just buckling down, making a big stop there.
You know, it's going to come sooner or later where they really need stops. That's a pretty good start for him right there. Especially with Brian Chandler doing his job flipping the field. Now here's Friedmeier in that truncated punt formation. He gets his punt away. This angles toward the right sideline. Pernod calls for a fair catch at his own 44. And that's where North County will start this drive. We're in the fourth quarter. Farmington leading North County, 28-16. North County football, good field position. I'll tell you about it in 30 seconds on KREI.
The Farmington Police Department wants to wish the Farmington Knights the best of luck this season. It takes a lot of hard work and teamwork to be a successful team, so root for your hometown team and practice safety on the streets before and after the games. Pay attention to what's going on around you, and please do not talk or text while you're driving. This important message comes to you from the Farmington Police Department. Your safety is very important to them.
North County football. Ziegler comes on a jet fly over from his left slot position. Poorman hands it off to him. That jet sweep from the slot. And the tackling by Farmington right there as they hold Ziegler to only 1 yard on the play.
North County really needing to get something going here in the fourth quarter. They were able to move the ball really well, I thought, in that first half. And maybe Colton Poorman just hasn't been as accurate as he was in that first half. Maybe that foot injury has something to do with that.
Yeah. And I think Farmington has made some nice adjustments and toughened up a little bit as Poorman calls Ziegler out on that sweep once again. They run the opposite, the jet sweep, first from the left to the right, now from the right to the left, and he gets chopped down right at the line of scrimmage. That's Tyson Gray taking him down right near the sideline. No gain on the play that time for Ziegler.
Yeah, another nice play by the Farmington defense. Like you said earlier, Chad, really made some nice adjustments, I think, at halftime, and have really been able to kind of change things up for North County.
I think interesting to talk to Coach Krupe about kind of what some of what they talked about at the half, some of those adjustments that they made. Still a ways to go here, and we know this North County offense can be dangerous. Ian Bernard in at a defensive end spot for the night. Ziegler comes in motion once again. They fake it to him this time. Poorman rolls to his right side. He tosses it down the field, and that one's in and out of the hands of Black. He had Black on the drag route, Luke, coming from from his left to his right, and then on the post route beyond, it was Brian Chandler, and really they were both open if Poorman was maybe able to deliver that thing on time.
Yeah, it just seemed like he was just a little bit impatient there with the throw and just a little bit behind his receiver because Matt Black had some room to go.
Yeah, he did. And behind him, Chandler would have had a nice carry there as well, or a nice reception with some yards to run. A little breeze you can probably hear coming in our booth right here. Chandler, the punter, he has done a terrific job. Farmington closed down on him that time and nearly got to the punt. And Chandler once again gets a good hop. It's picked up by Tyson Gray. Tyson Gray is hit by 3, 4, 5 defenders and finally goes down at the 24. That's kind of how he rebounded in basketball, Luke. He could rebound in traffic. It's been a little bit of a stalemate. A safety by Farmington yielding 2 points for North County here in the second half. And then, Luke, a big penalty on the North County defense helping Farmington out on a drive. And then Donovan Howard goes around the right side for the lone touchdown for the Knights in the second half. So Farmington football once again. And we don't know how much time is left in the game. We'll get a check on that for you. That's about 8:29 remaining. That's the estimate right now. And they're keeping time up here in the booth. The official time being kept down on the field. They think we're pretty close, though. So a lot of time left in this ball game. Moon's the motion man here. Friedmeier runs the pitch play over to Moon all on that left side. Moon slams over a guy and gains 12 yards. That's how you run the option, Luke Mell. You take it into the teeth of the defense. don't gamble too much, but you set up that lane to the outside and make that pitch. That's as well as we've seen him run it.
Sure was. And then Braden Mooner on the outside there just kind of trucking over a guy to get that first down.
He did. Measured his man, went over the top, and Braden is, he's 5'8", 140 pounds. So a first and 10, a Caldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate first down. For the Farmington Knights, they've got it at their own 37-yard line. Friedmeier hands it off to the first man through. That's Duncan. And Farmington, I'll tell you what, they will keep you honest, Luke. They will not go away from that power game between the guards. You have always got to stay tight, or they'll bust it up the middle for you. And a gain of 3 yards that time for Dunk.
You know, obviously, we're talking about Diamond Howard's touchdown run earlier in the third quarter, but really it's been Friedmeier and Duncan just up the middle, and their combination of that running game right there is really what's gotten Farmington going in this half.
So a second, and we'll call it seven, as Duncan once again is the fullback right behind Friedmeier. Moon will be the motion man here, and Friedmeier runs the keeper. He got just a couple of yards, and then he's tossed backward. That was another big crown collision, friends. That was a big hit that time by Kenny Mahurin. 6'1", 210-pound junior middle linebacker. He can bring it. We've seen him bring the big stick a few times.
Yeah, made some nice plays on defense tonight.
81 yards rushing for Friedmeier on 16 carries. And that's courtesy of your Bloomsdale Bank stat sheet. Third and four for the Knights. Wide to the right side is Brett Miller. And Tyson Gray's off to the left. Option play, left side, keeper. And this is Friedmeier going to work. And the offensive line does a tremendous job that time on an 8-yard gain and another Caldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate first down for the Knights.
Right now, Farmington just finding all the right lanes and just moving the chains right along. Right on the 50-yard line.
Tanner Murphy, Devin Hughes, Chase Fishbeck, Aaron Wilson, all along that offensive front. That play blocked impeccably. A first down at midfield for the Knights here. They lead it by 12, 28-16. Friedmeier down under center. Motion man Westbrook this time. Play action fake. And now the keeper by Friedmeier. There was just nowhere to run. I mean, there was absolutely nowhere to go, nowhere to hide for Friedmeier that time. He was surrounded. Eli Claywell got a piece of him. Devin McDaniel, Dave Dallas may have got a piece of him. Oh, there were nothing but blue shirts there.
Yeah, the defense sniffed that one out for sure, and it almost looked like a busted play. Friedmeier looked a little confused. He didn't tell if it was going to be a pass play or if it was an option play. Either way, North County defense was on it.
They run that little misdirection, and then they'll try to run that option off of it to the opposite side. Here's Teddy Bankhead as the wide receiver to the right side. Westbrook's in the slot over to the right side as well. And then a wingback Moon goes to the left side. The give is to Duncan. And Duncan has a blocker, and he's got some room to run. Duncan to the 30, to the 25, down to the 22-yard line. And another play impeccably blocked by this Knights offensive line on a gain of 28 yards for Farmington and Gavin Duncan.
Just grinding away, going with the bread and butter. Gavin Duncan right now doing it all just like he did last week in the late parts of that game, really carrying his team right now.
Boy, there was room to run with blockers out in front for him right there, Luke. And Duncan rushed for 107 yards last week. He's now has 85 in this one. 85 for him, 89 for Friedmeier. Friedmeier looks at this first and 10. He pulls it, he runs it, and he takes it into the teeth of that stern defense once again. And once again, there's Kenny Mahurin waiting for him. A gain of just two. But for Farmington, Luke, another factor is going to start coming into play here as Farmington, not only gaining yards, but they're running clock here with this power rushing game.
They sure are. And the clock keeps moving right now. And right now, North County kind of run out of opportunities.
Friedmeier's 9 yards away from his first 100-yard rushing game as a Knight. He's got Moon, the wide receiver, the slot back to the right side. Duncan right behind him. Moon, the motion man here. And Friedmeier keeps it, now pitches Moon. That's a block from Westbrook. Moon cuts back now, dives inside of the 10-yard line and down to the 5. And Luke, did you see little tapping Westbrook leading the play out there on the gain of 14 yards?
There's a great blocking on the outside there, and that's what I think some of these guys do so well is not only can each one of them, when they have the ball in their hands, make those moves and get downfield, but they can block well downfield as well.
And even in losing a guy like Braden Krause and the great quarterback Grant Busenbark, I think that's why Eric Kruppi thinks he might have a better overall team, is because of the depth in this roster.
Yeah, and I think over the last 2 weeks we've seen that out of this team.
So a first down at the 5-yard line for the Knights. Duncan right behind Friedmeier. The pitch at this time to Westbrook. Westbrook cuts back. He jumps into the end zone. Touchdown, Farmington. A 6-yard touchdown run by Tappan Westbrook. He threw the great block on the previous play. He's rewarded with the football this time. And he gets into the end zone from 6 yards out. The Farmington Knights now 34 as they lead North County 34-16.
Well, another great drive. Farmington starting at the 24-yard line there. They just march it downfield on the ground. Just a power running game, taking it. They were in after that little blunder on the special teams where they gave up the safety. Farmington's really just turned it on.
I'm going to have a hard time finding our Unico Bank play of the game. I might have to defer to you on that one as Parker Hastings slams the extra point wide, so that one won't go through. Farming still leads 34-16. We've got your kickoff coming up after this one-minute timeout on KREI.
Precious memories left behind bring us joy and peace of mind when we celebrate the lives of those we love.
Your memories are precious. That's why at Cozines, we take the time to find out what made your loved one special. You can count on us to help you plan a service that will be just as unique as the person you love.
Celebrate the lives of those you love.
Cozine Memorial Chapel, Farmington.
Do you need dirt work? Matt Stroud Excavating and Hauling is the name to remember. If your job requires a high lift, dozer, backhoe, bobcat, dump truck, excavation, or hauling, Matt Stroud and his crew can get the job done right. Matt Stroud Excavation and Hauling covers St. Francis and surrounding counties, so give them a call at 573-756-2808 or 701-3258. That's Matt Stroud Excavating when you need work done.
A strong second half for these Farmington Knights as they lead North County on the road 34-16, and Farmington really went, they just kind of went back to basics, Luke Mel. Power football, linemen get your job done, we'll follow you down the field.
And they sure have, and they, like you said, went back to their bread and butter. When kind of really what got them going, I think, in that second half last week, too, is Gavin Duncan just running over people, and I think Cody Friedmeier's made a lot better decisions whenever it came to this option game tonight, and it's really shown.
You mix in a little burst by Donovan Howard into that as well. Parker Hastings hammers this swing through the end zone. I think we've got a replacement for Braden Krause as that kicker.
I tell you what, his kickoffs have looked really nice whenever he's really got behind it. A couple of touchbacks tonight and one, a couple last week as well.
Needs to shape up his extra point game a little.
Yeah.
I think, is Farmington 0-3 on one-point PATs. Yeah. They're 2-for-2 on two-point conversions.
Yeah, made a couple of two-pointers. Yeah. But
so Farmington leading it here. 34-16. And just about 4 minutes remaining in our ball game. Colton Poorman, they'd sure like to see this young guy catch fire again. And Luke, it was hard to slow him. You couldn't stop him. It was hard to even slow him down in the first half. And Poorman goes to work here in the second half. And this one in and out of the hands of Ziegler. And that pass led him just a little bit. And a nice job by Tappan Westbrook to close at just the right time. As we take a look at our Bloomsdale Bank stat sheet, Luke, I've got North County with only 3 second-half yards. It's been a big turnaround in the second half.
They just haven't been able to get anything going there. And Ziegler kind of running that crossing route, the little post route there. We've seen him bring that down a couple times in the first half. He couldn't get to that one now. And he's a little shaken up after that last play there.
Westbrook caught him on the hip as Westbrook arrived right when the ball did. Let's thank a few sponsors now. Unico Bank at Potosi, DeLosian, Irondale, New Era Bank in Farmington, Fredericktown, Park Hills, DeLosian, Bonterre, Colts Tractor and Equipment in Farmington, Mineral Area College in Park Hills, Farmington Mutual Insurance in St. Genevieve, and Buckley Towing in Park Hills. Want to thank those sponsors. And we want to invite you to stick around tonight. Finish every Friday night with your Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show. Home Pools and Spas in Ledington. Make your backyard a paradise for your whole family with a pool or spa from Home Pools and Spas. They can take your vacation destination right outside your back door. Everybody's going to Home Pools and Spa in Ledington. We'll be thinking about our play of the game. Nick will have it for us right after the conclusion of this one. North County taking a look at a 2nd and 10. Back in the pistol is Poorman. And Poorman hands it off to the first man through that time. And it's Reed, I believe. Jalen Reed. Make sure about that. Indeed it was. Jalen Reed. He gets a 2-yard gain. Jalen has just a couple of carries tonight. He's got 6 yards, and now it's a hurry-up offense on 3rd and 8. Foreman rolling to his right side, and now he's going to reverse field. He gets caught in the backfield. He's taken down on a big sack and another big crown collision right there as the Farmington defense just converging all around him. Alex Franklin coming off of that edge and dumping Foreman deep, deep into the backfield. In fact, the line of scrimmage all the way back to the 11-yard line. That'll be a loss of 12 yards.
Right now, this North County team just looks like a team that's pretty deflated right now. Just ran out of gas after really having all the momentum. Even though they were trailing in that first half, you really thought things were eventually going to turn their way in the order of the scoreboard because the game was really going in their favor.
North County punting out of their own end zone right here. And although it's still a good punt by Brian Chandler, it hasn't been what we used to be seeing. And Tyson Gray picks it up, and he's cruising across the 50 to the 40, breaks through a couple of arm tackles, and bursts inside of the 30-yard line. The Farmington starting this drive at the North County 29, and I can kind of see what you're saying, Luke. It's body language right now, and I don't think North County looks defeated, but you know the old saying, their dobber's kind of down.
Yeah, right now, just definitely haven't been able to get anything going offensively in this half for North County.
Second half has really been dominated by the Farmington defensive side of the ball. And it was just so impressive how Colton Foreman directed this offense in the first half with 164 yards passing. Farmington probably going to stay with that power game, you'd think, here with just a few minutes left in this one. And they lead in this thing. 34-16. Friedmeier is drugged down behind the line of scrimmage. There's a flag on the play. Either going to be, you would think, a hold or a face mask maybe as the officials come over to the line of scrimmage. And they'll take a look over. A false start then. All right then. 5-yard penalty against the Knights. 6 penalties for Farmington tonight for 62 yards. Boy, I didn't realize it was quite that windy. I guess it is. And the penalty, that was declined. They said, we really like the play. That's actually a pretty smart move, as Friedmeier lost a couple of yards right there. 20 carries for Friedmeier and 89 yards. Friedmeier down under center. And they're going to run the pitch play this time. And a nice pitch play to Cody Wright. Wright gets out on that left edge and then cuts back against the grain. He scampers all the way down to the 20-yard line. A pretty nice run there by Cody Wright on a gain of 11 yards.
Yeah, that's a nice vision of the field right there, and getting an opportunity to see some snaps that maybe he wouldn't hear if the game was a little bit closer. But Cody Wright just adding to that depth.
Cody Wright showed some good quickness and some good cutback ability right there, and I think maybe what the consistent theme of the second half, Luke, the offensive line continues to do their job for the Knights.
Yeah, those guys definitely don't get a lot of credit. We talk a lot about these skill position players, but it all starts up front with these offensive linemen.
Donovan Howard is going to be the wing back off to the left side. Dylan Allen running the fullback spot for the Knights, and this play is fumbled by Friedmeier. He manages to run backwards and fall on it. It's just a missed exchange and a loss of 7 yards. Friedmeier had 91 yards, but his last two plays have gone -2 and -7. So now he's down to 82 yards rushing. He had a shot at a 100-yard game. And we're now joined on the air by our listeners on J98, so we welcome you into North County tonight as the Farmington Knights have played a strong second half to lead 34-16. Farmington led 20-14 at the half, but Knights have played tough here in the second half, and they're taking a look at a fourth down. They'll go for it right here on a quick pitch to Donovan Howard, and Howard stiff arms a man, now gets to the outside. Donovan cuts back. He's to the 15. He cuts back again. He spins. He drives down to the 10. A late flag right there, but a huge gain by Donovan Howard as he shoves that one forward from the 24 down to the 10. It's a gain of 14 yards. We'll have to see what the flag is.
Well, the play stands, another explosive play by Donovan Howard, who a wide pitch to the outside. I'll tell you what, this kid, not content going out of bounds, he cuts it back in, makes a couple more guys miss. He's had a nice night in the second half.
Love the run by Howard, but Farmington immediately walks backwards. So it seems apparent anyway that this one's going against the Knights, and as the officials discuss it, they're giving the motion that was a block in the back.
Well, that, sometimes that's what creates those great runs.
Yeah, I guess so, doesn't it? Those help out a running back, don't they? But even that said, the way that Howard made the cut on the sideline, spun, came back to the inside, I like the effort right there by the young man. And a block in the back always helps, as Luke told us.
Still trying to figure this one out.
Now the officials do finally turn around to the official booth here. Personal foul, face mask, North County. Block in the back, Farmington. Unsportsmanlike Farmington.
A lot of things happened on that play.
There was a whole lot going on. That's why they had conference committee down there for so long. And so the first two penalties were well offset, but Farmington did them one better. And thanks so much for joining us on regional radio tonight. As Farmington going to be scooted back, I beg your pardon, on a loss of 10 yards right here. It was a fourth down that they went for. I almost think that you boot this one away, though, Luke, now that you're scooped back so far. 67 yards in penalties for the Knights tonight. I don't imagine Eric Krupe's going to be too thrilled with that stat, but there are some other ones that he'll like. And Cody Friedmeier is the punter for the Knights. He also is the quarterback, so we'll see what they do here. A lot of times they'll line up in an offensive set, and then they'll scoot Friedmeier back to punt the ball. He'll come down under center right here, and the Knights are going to run a play. They're going to run it straight up the gut right here. And Farmington gaining a few yards with Dylan Allen. Dylan Allen struggles forward, and he gains 4 yards, and Farmington turns it over on downs. So a good rush for Dylan Allen right there. Let me invite you to stay tuned to our end zone show. Luke and I will wrap up our broadcast tonight by giving you the stats and the play of the game. And then we'll turn it over to Greg for our Home Pools and Spas end zone show. Greg will have all the interviews with area coaches and all the highlights for you tonight as well. And then right at the tail end, set the scene for week number 3. Luke and I will be at home for the first time in week number 3 as Cape Central will visit Farmington.
It'll be a tough test. First conference game for Farmington and Cape Central. They've been a tough opponent the last few years.
Colton Poorman scrambling around. He tosses this one down the far right sideline to Matt Black, and they nearly had an exciting play right there. Poorman tossed it kind of to the outside, and Black never really changed his route and couldn't catch up with it. Not a bad toss by Colton there, though.
Yeah, Matt Black definitely had some separation going down the seam there. Just on the inside of the numbers, Black had enough. Let me say that Foreman's throw was just a little bit to the outside of the numbers. Almost a big connection there.
So difficult to, like, compare quarterbacks tonight, Luke, because Foreman has 164 yards passing in the first half, 2 touchdowns. But yet it's Friedmeier that has 82 yards on the ground, and he's directed his team on scoring drives. You know, made some good decisions. Foreman scrambling around. He's caught. He flips this one. Really to nobody, should be intentional grounding. There was no one even close. Plus, he was within the pocket there, and the officials see that as well. It'll be intentional grounding against Poorman. I don't fault the kid. He was either going to get tagged, Luke, or just get the heck out of Dodge right there. I don't fault him at all.
No kidding. And he's just seen a little bit more pressure from that Farmington defense in this half. But I'll tell you what, had some exciting plays in that first half. That 45-yard pass to Garrett Winker actually put North County up on top there for a little bit, and it looked like things were really going their way after that connection, that big connection. Probably would have been our play of the game if North County had kept going the way they were, except Farmington resilient and took advantage of some opportunities and fought back into this game.
That'll be a 16-yard penalty on the spot foul by Poorman, 66 yards in penalties for North County tonight. That's from our Bloomsdale Bank stat sheet. I almost think that kickoff return by Donovan Howard might be my play of the game, Luke. We'll talk about it, but that was when. And now this ball is tapped way up in the air, and it comes down incomplete. But North County had taken that 7-6 lead, and Howard just responds with that huge kickoff to set his team up.
Yeah, and you would have thought that, you know, it really did give Farmington the opportunity to answer back right away, which North County didn't back down after that play. They were able to really play a really, really good first half,
I thought.
But,
yeah.
But that play in particular, like you said, Diamond Howard really just answering the call there after the big touchdown drive by North County. Really just, I think, kind of paved the way for pharmacy tonight.
So it'll be a three. So we agree on it.
I think so.
Oh, well, that's nice. So it'll be a three and out. And this punt is blocked out of the back of the end zone. Farmington had gotten pressure on the punter a few times, but this time they get all the way in and block it out of the back of the end zone. Two safeties tonight. That was Tanner Murphy putting the heat on Brian Chandler. And Farmington will tack on two more points, 36-16. That felt like that came out of nowhere.
Sure did. And Farmington, you know, playing into the last whistle, some guys in there maybe getting an opportunity to play that wouldn't normally get a little bit of time here at varsity. Really making the most and playing into the very end.
Great job by Tanner Murphy that time. Came off the edge and blocked that punt out of bounds. And Brian Chandler, Luke, has been as good a punter tonight as we've seen in a while.
You know, had some excellent punts there. Really split the field in the second half especially. And Farmington's just taking it really the game over and grind it out.
50 seconds remaining, we think, in regulation. And Farmington tacks on a pair of points right there with that punt block out of the back of the end zone. We thank our listeners on KREI for hanging with us tonight and our listeners on J98 as well joining us after their ball game. We've got your Home Pools and Spas End Zone show coming up after we wrap this one up from here at North County. Last year, Farmington won in this battle 34-6. It's 36-16 here tonight in this one. Knights trying to win three in a row in this series. North County had won three in a row previously in this series. A little breeze out there, as you can hear on our microphone. Let's try to cover that up for you as best we can. And here's the kickoff by Noah Humphreys. North County gave up that big kickoff return to Donovan Howard, and you know good and well that they saw it on tape last week as Howard had a big return against Fox, and ever since that, they have either squibbed it or kicked it out of bounds or just have not shown much interest in kicking it to Donovan Howard, nor would I.
Well, I think we both saw, we knew coming in from last year, we seen Donovan Howard return a kickoff for a touchdown in a game where Braden Krause had it went down with a little bit of an injury. So we knew what kind of explosive player he was. I'll tell you what, we were thrilled to kind of see him get some more touches on offense tonight, too, and I think the Knights can easily say he's one of their most explosive players out there.
He really is. And, you know, we say more touches. He only had three carries. But he had probably the most exciting carry of the night around that right side and then the big touchdown or the big kickoff return that wasn't quite a touchdown. And this is a short kickoff. It's fielded and then just covered up immediately by Greco at midfield. And just a couple of plays left, and we anticipate every coach's favorite formation coming up for the Knights here. Anticipate a victory formation. The Knights will just have to kneel on it. Unofficially 48 seconds remaining in this one. We'll tally the Bloomsdale Bank stat sheet for you. Before we say goodbye from North County, we'll give you our play of the game. Give you a listen to that. How often is the play of the game not a touchdown? And I think Luke and I have kind of agreed on that tonight. As Friedmeier comes down under center and just either this play or one more, and Farmington will leave North County 2-0 for the second year in a row in a home meeting with Cape Central. A loss of a yard by Friedmeier on the kneel down there. 81 yards rushing for Friedmeier tonight. He had 91 for just a little bit. And the two teams just standing there at midfield with the clock winding down. I think the officials have told both teams the clock's going to wind down, and there is your ball game. So Farmington wins it here at North County with a strong second half, 36-16, the final score. Farmington gets a couple of touchdowns. They get a safety in the second half, and only a safety for North County. 36-16, the Knights now 2-0, and North County leaves the game at 1-1. We'll take a two-minute timeout, and Luke and I will be back on our postgame show to wrap it up for you next.
Change. If you're like most people, that very word puts a knot in the pit of your stomach. Hi, this is Kim Hudson with Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. We recognize that the world is changing at a rapid pace with smartphones, internet searches, and apps for everything. At Coldwell Banker Holsey, we have kept up with the latest technologies in real estate, but more importantly, we live here, support our local communities, and still believe in personal touch. When you're ready to buy or sell your home, let us take the pain out of change. Coldwell Banker Holsey is located in beautiful downtown Farmington, or visit us online at coldwellbankerholsey.com.
As the summer comes to a close and the Friday night lights begin to shine, it's a sure reminder that fall's on the way. The heat from the summer has been your worst enemy when it comes to your tires. You need to consider replacing them before winter arrives. Brailers carries the most popular brands of passenger, light truck, and big truck tires like Continental, General, and many more at prices you won't be able to beat. Let Brailers help you get your vehicle winter ready. They're located about a mile south of the 221 exit, or you can call them at 756-8383.
Hi, I'm Wendy Hicks, owner of the area's newest pizzeria called Nana's Brick Oven in Farmington. Bring your family and enjoy our relaxed atmosphere and eat some made-from-scratch pizza and bread knots cooked in a 100% wood-fired oven. We also have fresh salads with three homemade dressings, and we have bruschetta. Check us out on Facebook, Nana's Brick Oven. We're located at 1162 East Karsh Boulevard off Highway 00 in Farmington. Come and let Nana cook for you today.
Who loves sports as much as you do? Mega Sports shares your love of sports for over 21 years now. Not just one sport, but all sports. And because they know sports, they carry the brands and items you need to get your game on. From shoes to apparel and equipment to team uniforms and names like Nike, Under Armour, Easton, Louisville Slugger, Mizuno, Rawlings, and more. So when you're in the game, remember, Mega Sports in Farmington.
In the field or on the field, it's Mega Sports.
It's time to announce the Unico Bank play of the game.
Oakley raises the right hand. He's ready to go. Approaches the ball. Taps it with the right toe. Donovan Howard comes on to grab it at the 12-yard line. Howard comes across the field. Cuts to the 15. He's to the 20. Howard down to the 30. 35, 40. Howard to the 45, 50. Donovan Howard crosses midfield to the 40. To the 35, 30. To the 25. Breaks a tackle to the 20. Breaks a tackle to the 15. Breaks a tackle to the 10. What a return by Donovan Howard. And Farmington's in business all the way down to the 10-yard line of North County.
Unico Bank cares about you like family. For a car, home, or commercial loan, see Unico Bank. Unico Bank, banking with people like you.
Look, it's not often that we'll go with a play of the game that is not a touchdown or a score or even a turnover. But I think that's a good play. I think that's a fitting play.
Oh, yeah, it definitely changed the way this game was going. North County had just scored and taken the lead, and I think we talked about that. And really, Diamond Howard with a great play there on special teams to really set Farmington up as Gavin Duncan ran it in right after that play on one play for a 10-yard touchdown. And after that, Farmington never looked back.
How odd was this, Luke? North County with 280 total yards in the first half. Farmington had 136 and second half yardage. This is what the Bloomsdale Bank stat sheet says. A negative 7 total yards for North County in the second half.
Yeah, really surprising to see that after really the dominant performance, I think, North County put on an offense in that first half, and really the tale of two halves can't be any truer. Even though Farmington had the lead there at halftime, we thought North County was playing a lot better, and you know who made the better adjustments at halftime? You'd have to say Farmington.
Sure would. 314 total yards for the Knights. They go for 255 on the ground, 59 in the air, and they split it up pretty well. Duncan gets 13 carries, 85 yards, a couple of scores. Tappan Westbrook had a touchdown run on just two carries. It was Braden Moon with three carries and 29 yards. Donovan Howard with the three carries, maybe the most exciting offensive play of the game on his big touchdown run from 22 yards, and he gains 33 total. Cody Friedmeier managed the offense as he runs it 22 times for 81 yards, and he did not throw an incompletion. He didn't throw a touchdown, but he was 5-for-9 through the air for 59 yards. So that's the Farmington side of things. Colton Poorman had one of the better first halves we've seen in a while, Luke. 164 yards passing for Colton in the first half. He got dinged up a little bit. Only 2 yards passing in the second half, but, boy, he was spot on in the first.
Yeah, he sure was, and what an impressive performance by a sophomore. I can't keep saying enough about this kid. He looked pretty sharp out there, especially in the first half. And Cole Ziegler, another sophomore, made some great catches out there. And he went out of the game a little bit later tonight, but let's hope he's okay because, you know, North County already – losing Briley Smith, a top running back, you don't want to see him lose a guy like Cole Ziegler because, tell you what, these guys are tough, and they're going to bounce back from this game and have a good season.
7 grabs for Cole tonight for 93 yards. The leading rusher for North County, I thought for sure we were going to see a 100-yard rusher. Matt Black had 94 yards at half. He finishes with 94 yards rushing. He had a 2, a negative 2, and a 0.
Yeah, Farmington's defense just really came out and adjusted to that North County offense and just wouldn't let him go anywhere in that second half.
All right, for Luke Mell, I'm Chad Speaker, and we want to thank Nick Hobbs back at the studio, engineering and operating our game for us. We want to thank you for listening tonight as well. Our final score now for the final time, Farmington wins it 36-16 to improve to 2-0 on the season. North County falls to 1-1. North County at Festus next week, and Farmington right here on AM 800 KREI in a Week 3 showdown with a conference foe, Cape Central. We say goodbye from North County, and we say listen to the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show. I hope your home team did well tonight. Now I'm going to go join mine.